listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find...
Your announcer, Upper Gruppenführer Wolfcastle. And here's McBain!
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's nice. Let's say hello to my music guy, Scoy. That is some outfit, Scoy. It makes you look like a homosexual. Maybe you all are homosexuals, too.
This is horrible. The Fox Network has sunk to a new low.
What'd you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska, hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12-gauge. What do you think?
Whenever there's trouble, we'll fill the double. We're the Bloodhound Gang. If you've got the crime, we got the time, we're the Bloodhound Gang.
Sir, you still there?
Yeah, Kayette.
Dude, don't stress. Stick with the classics. Order my famous tacos. Crunchy, tasty, and totally affordable, like the rest of my value menu.
How many should I get?
30.
That's what I was thinking.
This is my baby right here. That's my baby's dick right there.
Looks like a poltergeist.
That is his foot.
But look at his dick. That's not even 4 months. Extrapolate that. What? By the time he's 30, what's going to happen? Hey, yo, Andy. Yo, come check this out, dog.
Oh, is this the movie about babies that are geniuses?
No. This is my child. Dude, Jill is pregnant.
That's yours?
Yeah. That's why she broke up with me in the first place, because she just thought that I wouldn't really be a good father in light of the fact that I'd be cheating on her all the time, dude. But she got over all that. It's cool now.
Congratulations, man. That is great.
Oh, we having a party tonight, Andy, and I really want you to be there, man. We're celebrating, and I really, really want you to be there.
It looks like the Doppler radar.
Can you believe that? This child ain't even 4 months old. He ain't even 4 months old yet. Look at what he's packing.
Everybody's dick looks big on 60-inch TV. My sister's dick looks big on TV, okay?
That Dutch sure did get that guy. Hey, everybody! It's time for Nowhere in Mulberry. Welcome to the show. Boom goes the dynamite! Might as well throw that in there. Hey, it's me, the J-Strom, and Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I am excellent.
The greatest duo who do live shows on Ustream at this time of night on Fridays.
Yes, we are the best, unless we're puppies of some kind with a webcam.
Then they're
better.
Yeah, that's true. If we did the show with live kittens on the whole time, we might have something.
We would be number one across the board.
I think that would rock. Now, the reason I introduced you right away, Bill, is because Steven is not here, and I have not heard anything from him ever. It all today.
What? That's ridiculous.
Oh my god, what? Steven? Is that you? Is that Steven or a woodpecker? I'm not sure.
What would scare me is if you heard that shift to the infrared along with that.
Yeah. Like that little targeting on me.
That whoa.
Knock, knock.
Steven, I don't know where he is. I'm really sad. So, Steven, as far as we know, he won't be here. Oh, my God. They were ready
Give
to
him,
be.
I don't know, 20 minutes.
Yeah, he'll show up, I hope. I don't know.
I'll eat my words if he doesn't.
You know what's funny is we were talking about last week about getting these getting smartphones. So yes. We went to see the Airbender on Saturday. And, you know, I went with my wife and daughter and I was like, hey, Steven, you want to go? And, you know, funny enough is Steven arrived late last week. He didn't hear anything about your review or what you thought of it. So he knew nothing about the movie.
Okay.
And in fact, he still didn't say anything about the movie after he saw it. But I'm not kidding when I say that, I'm going to say 5 minutes in, I could hear Steven snoring.
Oh, no.
And I looked over at Emma, and Emma looked at me, and she did a little snicker and covered her mouth like, hee, hee, hee. She thought it was hilarious.
That annoys me so much. It's like I hate taking my father to the theater because I constantly have to be feeding him for him to stay awake.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, well, here's popcorn. Okay, are you done with that? Okay, here's Junior Mints. They're refreshing.
I think what happens to Steven is he eats all of his snacks before the movie starts, like during all the trailers and stuff.
Well, that's the movies to him.
Yeah. It's just like, he's out. He filled
Steven and my dad would make an excellent duo movie going.
But he woke up later on. I think he enjoyed parts of the movie. See, that was the thing, is maybe he saw parts where it was enjoyable, you know?
Uh-huh. It's like, that's the best 5 minutes I've ever seen
of a movie. Awesome. You know what's funny is they've been airing Last Airbender commercials lately, where the real quick editing, like really cool music.
Yeah, like it looks real tight and fast-paced.
When I see that, I'm like, damn, that looks like a good movie, and I've already seen it.
I know.
And the thing is, when I would say that it feels like it's stripped of all emotion when I saw it. I could see how things would be so much better if there was emotion in it, where like this wouldn't have been a bad movie if it would have this and this, but it's just like sterilized.
So, yeah, it's got to have soul.
Yeah, it needs a soul. Huh? Okay.
I wonder if a predator has a soul.
But the funny thing is afterwards, I was like, hey, Steven, I'm going to get a new phone. And Heather and I are going to get new phones. You ought to go with us and get a new phone, too. So we all got these Android phones. And so I can get a hold of them anywhere now, right? Technically. And no reply from Steven. So... maybe he dropped it and it's broken already.
Maybe the battery ran down.
Yeah,
maybe
that's true.
Maybe he left the Wi-Fi on.
Yeah, that can happen. You know, I've been reading all about breaking in the battery bill.
Yeah.
So I've been letting my phone die. And then I've even seen like suggestions where actually turn it back on when it dies at least three times and let it die like three other
times.
Wow,
now that's anal.
I know. And I'm like, wow, who, what is this supposed to achieve? Is it supposed to last longer? I don't know. It's very detailed. It says, okay, now when you charge it, when the green light comes on that's fully charged, wait 2 more hours, then disconnect it. I'm like, well, how am I going to be watching it when it turns green to know when 2 hours from then is? Am I supposed to keep an eye on it? Oh, nope, not green yet.
When the iPhone dies, it dies. Like, it has this little time-passing thing and shuts down. And then if you press the home button to turn it, like, back on, it'll show the battery.
Right.
Or it won't if it's completely dead. But I don't think you have to worry that much about the battery memory. I mean, it's just, you know, a couple full charges, full cycles, and you're fine.
Right. Yeah, I have an iPod Touch, and that does die every single day. I have to charge it every day because, you know,
like the all three of us in this family will pick it up. Ah, nobody's using this and play like Angry Birds or something.
Yeah,
or
the Wi-Fi really drains it fast.
Yeah, I don't even watch video or not usually or anything. We each take turns playing games on it, or I'll check my email or something. But now that I have this phone, I don't need to use that anymore for that.
Yeah, when I'm not using the Wi-Fi for email or whatever, I turn it off on my iPhone because it'll last double the time without it on.
Nice. I should do that too when I'm at home. I mean, you can always turn it on when you need to use it right then. You don't have to have it on all the time, right?
Yeah, and it's really not that big of a deal. You just go settings and slide it from on to off.
Yeah, the one thing I like about this Android phone is there's shortcuts at the top. Like
that's what the iPhone needs.
Like if there's a message or something, I just drop down the top screen. It takes me right to it or whatever. It's really cool. I'm getting to use that. I'm becoming...
Hell, maybe the iPhone has it now with the OS 4 or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, that's a cool thing about technology, doesn't it? It improves every week. And
It's obsolete within the whatever you have is already obsolete.
Yeah, because they, everything big now is these 1 gigahertz phones, and already people are like, oh, there's 2 gigahertz. And it's like, it's always with the numbers of this shit. It's just like TVs, like 120 hertz, 240 hertz, 360 hertz. Oh, I can't take it. I can't catch up. They come out with another one.
Refresh rate's just too fast to notice. Yeah.
It's like real life.
I can stick my head in it.
But it's still that Trumosin shit, so it looks weird.
That is the worst creation.
It really is. It doesn't... I can't believe that sells TVs or anything. It just... It looks awful when you go to...
It makes it look... It's like not... It's not stuttery. It just looks like it's...
It's hard to explain. It's like...
Yeah.
It's so like... synthetic looking unrealistic kind of video crap,
Yeah. It's like the difference whenever you could tell a show was shot on film and then they switched to video.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like when you're like a movie, you're watching a film and there'll be a part where the guy's like, I'm going to look at this old video I took of my dead wife, and it switches to video and it looks real cheesy, mm-hmm. or something like that. Wow. That took a long time to get to where I was going.
Okay. That's an edit.
It looks like the Doppler radar.
Hey, I wouldn't necessarily call it an edit. Come on. This is all right.
No,
people know what it's talking
you.
About.
Just saying the overextended explanation for me.
Exactly. Now, Bill, we have voicemail. What do you say we get to that?
All right, let's do some voicemail.
But first, not yet. Jeez. I wanted to ask everyone to, ever since Lost ended, they have like a gazillion Lost podcasts up on iTunes. If you do a search for TV and film... from time to time, maybe we'll be on there. It rotates, but there's a lot of Lost. Lost is over. Get those out of there. They're gone.
I know. I don't understand. Are they still talking about Lost?
No. Get them out of there.
Getting?
And the way to get recognized, or at least, get put on a front page or something, is reviews. And I asked this week on Twitter and Facebook, hey, if anybody could go to iTunes and review our enhanced podcast. A lot of people supported our regular feed a while back. And if you haven't done that, do that too. Just give us a review of the enhanced podcast. Give us a rating. Right now we're up to 20. We've got like 10 reviews. Maybe it'd be nice if we had I'm going to say 5 more. Maybe it'd be great if we had 10 more, like 20. Reviews. We have over 30 on the regular feed, but the guy on iTunes, I have a feeling like he's like, well, they have enough listeners and this has good reviews. I'll go ahead and put it up there. Because he has before. There's been times where the Enhanced Podcast has been on the page, but
yeah.
They changed the whole format and we're gone. And I'll look on there and I just get annoyed. Like, God, there's like 20 Lost podcasts. The show's over!
My dream is to reach the front page.
Yeah, just like for a week or something, maybe we'll pick up some new listeners and they'll stay with us. I don't know. But it'd be great if everyone could do that. And also...
And I've opened iTunes and I've seen the stuff they put on like the front page. Like, I would never listen to that.
Right.
The hell?
Yeah, and you know, come to think of it, a lot of shows that I do listen to, podcasts, they don't get recognized either. It's disgusting.
No. It's a lot,
It's a lot of corporate podcasts or stuff for movies that have been in and out of theaters and come out on video already. Get them off there. Come on.
I don't get that. How can they still be rated in the top 10?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. But if people would do that for us, I'd appreciate it.
The podcast for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Yes, something like that. It's just like, get it out of there. I guess I just want somebody who works for iTunes to keep an eye on that shit and just
don't give
leave
us
it
a staff
there.
Recommendation. Get us on the the front podcasting page, people. We're
dying.
I mean, I don't. How many times can Geek Beat with Callie Lewis be on the front page?
She should be in tech too. What is that about? Is she in film and TV?
No. Yeah, I think so. Isn't she?
Film
or
TV?
She in tech?
Yeah, that kind of stuff should be in tech. I've seen even some technical podcasts because they talk about HD TVs.
Oh, yeah.
They put it in film and TV, and I'm like, wait a second. No. They go in tech, all right? Get them out of here! This would be my catchphrase. Get it out of here!
It's the Twilight Saga, the podcast. I'm glad that's up there.
Yeah, well, at least that's current. But look for shit in there that's like should not be in there at all. Like, I don't know, like that. I can't come up with anything. Like, say, Napoleon Dynamite podcast or something.
How about Real Time with Bill Maher?
A freaking 12 gauge. What do you think?
Well, it's not even on the air right now.
Yeah, well, at least it's on TV.
Oh, here's one. Dear John.
Huh?
That movie that had Amanda Seyfried in it. Or Seyfried.
Wow, that was a while back.
From like a year ago.
Yeah, get it out of there, right? Ah, oh, that's...
Percy Jackson horrible. And the Olympians. Avatar Making of, come on, Green Zone? The hell is Green Zone's number 30?
That's in and out of theaters. It's gone.
What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Ugh. This disgusts me.
I know. And also, guys, you know, I don't like to, I'm not begging or anything, but I'd like, if anybody would like to donate to our cause, which is, paying bandwidth, which just happened to me.
we're donating to the bandwidth.
Yeah, just if you like the show and stuff, it costs, I'm not kidding, it costs about $200 for 100 for each feed, and it's just kind of shocking when you see all of a sudden that's been charged and it's like, oh shit, I didn't expect that to happen. And
then 100 for the phone number.
Yeah, it'd just be nice to help cover that, and that expires in July. It's just like this kind of recurring thing that happens in the summer, and I kind of forget about it. And then when it happens, like, oh, shit, I forgot about this stuff. And because it's not like
summer of bills.
Because it's not like regular bills, like with like a house or phone bill or whatever. Stuff like podcast bills, it just sneaks up on you because it's automatic through PayPal. And then when it gets charged, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot that was going to happen or whatever.
PayPal should really send a reminder.
Yeah.
Like, hey, your subscription is coming up for renewal in a month.
Yeah.
Like, give you a chance to get ready for it.
Exactly.
It makes you look like a homosexual.
Hey, what? What kind of shit is that, huh?
Maybe you all are homosexuals.
Good old McBain. Now, Bill, now let's check out our first voicemail.
Do it.
Derek. Hey, Derek. What do you have to say? No, I can't do it like that. How about...
Did a roar.
Hey, Derek. Hey, Derek, what's up?
Hey, Mulberry guys. It's Derek from Denver again. I was watching a little Predator last night. That's right, Steven.
Yeah.
I was watching Predator, listening in for your sound effect, and having some fun. Really cool to see that little clip there, which I've heard so many times, and it was fun, having fun. Recommendation for Netflix streaming again, discovered a little gem from my youth called Crossroads. Not the Crossroads that Britney Spears did 10 years ago or whenever
that
was. But
I'm not watching
like
a Walter Hill movie.
J. just beautiful movie about music and going down to the crossroads and making a deal with the devil. That's right.
Yeah.
Ralph Macchio at his prime. So check it out and have a good night. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Derek. Don't forget the big Steve Vai cameo at the end. What? What the hell was that?
Yeah, there are.
But, I love you, Daddy.
But thanks a lot, Derek. You know, I haven't seen that movie in ages.
Yeah, that's one of those ones that I think I've seen once my entire life.
Can you really say Ralph Macchio was in his prime when he made that?
I think he was in his twilight years.
Yeah, he's on the way out. Now we have another voicemail from Todd. Let's see what Todd has to say. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Nora Mulberry guys. It's Todd from the ATL. I was just calling in just to let you guys know that these last few episodes have been awesome. Really appreciate it. Great work. Also wanted to see if you guys could give a shout-out to my buddy Clayton. He recently went away for a couple weeks. We didn't know why at work, and he comes back with this new hardware on his finger. Apparently, he just decided he needed to get married. So if you guys could give him a congratulations on that. He would surely appreciate hearing it from you guys. And I hope you guys have a great show. And take care. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Congratulations, Clayton. You tied the knot on us, huh? Well, thanks, guys, for listening. And we have another voicemail, this one from Sean. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Mulberry guys. It's Sean here. I've been listening to a lot of old school episodes lately, and I figured
like
I'd send you guys a voicemail telling you what I thought about it, kind of like what Adam does from time to time, because I wasn't able to do so when these episodes first aired, so I'll do it now. One thing I really liked about a bunch of the older episodes is the role-playing or situations that you guys would have for the episodes, like having an episode from the Mulberry Town Square or from the Mulberry Mall or from the space station or that awesome Cloverfield episode. That was really good. And it seems like you guys haven't done that lately. I assume that it takes a lot more work to come up with clips for shows like that, like when you guys are on the train and stuff like that. So I can definitely understand why you don't do it. But I really enjoyed those, and it adds even more to the awesomeness of your show. So if that were to come back in the future, that would be pretty awesome. And another thing that I like, which is just random and doesn't necessarily apply to just old school episodes, it applies to all episodes, is the certain voices that Jason uses from time to time. I've definitely identified two, which one of them I will call Crazy Redneck Man, which yes. Jason will say things kind of like, here, I'm going to drink some beer. Okay, he doesn't sound like that, but you know which voice I'm talking about. And the other one, which is my definite favorite, is nerdy, puberty, preteen, teenage boy, which is Jason whenever he gets excited about something geeky or when he talks about when he was really young and he goes, oh man, I can't wait to see Transformers. This is going to be awesome. That's by far my favorite voice, and I love it every time he does it. So thank you for that, Jason. Love it.
Thanks,
Sean. Yes, I haven't been able to listen to this new episode 206, but I will tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So until next time, talk to you guys later. All right, see ya, Mulberry.
Thank you, Sean. Whoa, and he's gone. It was like he was floating above our heads is what it felt like.
He was heavenly.
That was awesome.
I feel empty now. Like our protection is gone.
I think those are just deep-seated parts of my personality that come out sometimes. The redneck, you know, because I've grown up in Texas, and that was always, you know, there's people who talk like that that I've grown up with, so it's easy to slip into that. Or the other voice is what I sounded like before I hit puberty. So now we got another voicemail. This one from Adam. Hey, Adam. Oh, Bill. Oh, my God.
What?
Wait, before we get to that, I've got a text message from Steven.
Oh.
Dozed off. Still want me to come over? And I wrote, if you want.
I think he's asking you to tell him no.
No, he's coming. I'm going to tell him to come. Boom. He'll be here. All right,
guys. Get off
your
sleepy ass.
Let's see what Adam has to say.
It's those crazy NIM guys. All right. It's Adam from the Bay Area. Nowhere in Mulberry. Hey, man. Just listen to 206 Buttercup. Scootily Buttercup. And I really enjoyed it. And, huh? Oh, boy. There's going to be a pause here, Jace. I'm going to make you edit. I got to order some Jack in the Box. Hold on.
Oh, okay. We'll just hold aside, Bill.
Yeah, I wonder who already orders.
I would like to get, do you guys have a Monster Taco value meal?
Oh, no, we don't have a Monster Taco anymore.
Oh.
Well, do you have, like, a three taco value meal?
We have a three taco combo.
I'll take a three taco combo.
Okay, would you like to make that medium or large?
I would like to make the, I'll just go medium, that's fine. Can I get a Coke with no ice?
No ice?
You have a sign out here that says,
that's
sorry,
not very
we don't
refreshing.
Have curly fries.
We just got them in, sir, I'm sorry.
No problemo. Then yes, I would like curly fries.
And you said a medium Coke, no ice, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, three taco combo, medium curly fry, medium Coke, no ice. Can I get you anything else off the menu?
I'll just take some barbecue sauce.
No problem.
All right, I'll take your sign down, too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, all right,
taking
bye-bye.
Their sign down.
Hold on, guys.
Man, he's very helpful.
Okay, so anyways, like I was saying, I just listened to Buttercup. It was a very good episode. I totally intended to leave feedback for 205, but I didn't. And I'm sorry, because that's like a slap in the face for all your guys' hard work and the great job that you guys do on the show. I did enjoy 205. It's slipping from my memory bank at this point while I'm making this call. But 206 was good stuff. I really liked it. I liked Rick's voicemail. That was good. I liked the talk of the Last Airbender. And I still think that, Jason, you should take your daughter to see Toy Story 3 over The Last Airbender, and I haven't even seen it. But anyways, it just makes me sad that Bill gave Toy Story 3 a more harsh review than that. But anyways, just not much to say, guys, but I wanted to at least make the effort to give the call.
You're just being honest,
and I'm
Bill.
Sorry about the Jack in the Box interruption.
Yeah, I just...
And,
that's how you felt, man.
Oh, you know?
Didn't
I just
click.
I really love your guys' show, and it is good to have Nim back, and I missed you guys. And I gotta say, I've already listened to all the old school episodes, and I'm going through them again. And I'm not starting fresh, I'm just picking them. I'm just taking a shot in the dark and just snagging one every now and then. And I'm really enjoying listening to them. And I started watching Lost the other night because I ended around the beginning of season 5. I didn't want to continue on until they were all on DVD or they were all online. And so now that is the case, I started back up and I can't wait to go back and listen to your old school shows and start listening to, you know, the reviews of them or you guys talk about them. So that's good stuff. Anyways, don't want to ramble on. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Adam. And enjoy that Jack in the Box, huh?
Yeah, the three taco combo.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, dude, I love those Jack in the Box tacos. They're so bad for you. They're like deep fried tacos.
Oh, really? I've never had them. There's no Jack in the Box anywhere around me.
They're awesome. And when I heard that, I was like, damn, that sounds good. That's why I put in the intro as a Jack in the Box commercial where the stoner, he's like, I'll have 30. It's like totally munchy type food, you know?
I love that Adam carries on a conversation with the person.
Yeah, did you hear what he said? Like, she said, would you like curly fries? And he goes, you have a sign out here that says you're out of curly fries. And she said, we just got them in. So he says, I'll take your sign down.
That's so hilarious. Helpful.
Hey, it's so helpful, Adam. Now, thanks, Adam, for all that. I'm just glad that Adam tells us how he feels about the show and stuff. I wish more people would do that, seriously. I want to thank everybody who sends voicemail and comments in the forums and stuff. It means a lot to me and helps me keep going, doing the show. Good motivation.
I thought it was awesome that Mark, otherwise known as Zell, posted some sweet feedback in the chat room.
I know.
Not chat room, but the forum, sorry.
That was really cool of him.
Yep, and I responded to all of them.
Now, I do have some sad news. I didn't get a Rick voicemail. So no, you know, Rick.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. It's just kind of shocking because he hits every episode usually, you know. But I guess not this time. We'll see you next week, Rick, right?
We love you, Rick.
All right, Bill, let's check out entertainment! Ah, oh, yes, entertainment! Ah! I swear, that's a like a distant woodpecker.
It really does sound like a woodpecker. I wonder if the sound guy was walking through like the forest and was like, you know what? That sounds really threatening.
Whoa.
I'm afraid that woodpecker is going to peck me
in
the
head.
And
you know, realistically, and I'm not kidding, because I know people who listen to the show, we've talked about it before. Steven's talked about it before. That's how Steven sounds when he breathes. He sounds like the Predator. It's not a joke or anything. That's exactly how he sounds. So it's hilarious. I don't know if it's healthy, but it's awesome. Steven is a Predator. Now, let me tell you this. Predators just came out. How scary would it be watching this movie with Steven sitting next to you and you hearing
I wouldn't
that?
Be able to.
Like, oh, shit. Oh, it's just
like
Steven.
It's like the fourth dimension.
Yeah. 4D. Steven will sit next to you. Oh, my God. This is scary.
Scare the shit out of you when you least expect it.
But, I've seen some pretty favorable reviews of Predators, and I've seen some that are just like, it's okay. Nothing special.
I heard it's got a great first act, and it's mindless, but kind of sloppy.
Yeah, I'm sick of these movies like this where you just want it to be badass, and they always let you down, man. It's always
it really
like,
does seem to be that way anymore.
It's always just like, yeah, you know, it's fun, I guess, but, you know, it's just like, why can't something be great? Like, I want to go see something like Predators and be like, dude, that was awesome, you know? And it's hard to, that doesn't happen often.
It'd be fun to be that excited about an action movie.
I know, man, but I don't know. I'm not expecting a lot from it. I'll definitely see it. I don't know if it'll be on video, but I kind of want to see it, but I'm kind of fighting the urge. But because, you know, again, I'm really excited about Inception more than anything. But, you know, I can go to different movies. I don't have to wait for just Inception. But I don't know.
I was going to go see it today, but just something – I just really don't care. Maybe it's my movie-going malaise. I don't know what it is.
I've definitely slipped into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steven too, I think.
Steven's always in a malaise.
You know, I'm actually going to say that The Sorcerer's Apprentice looks fun, doesn't it?
It does look fun, but...
With Nicolas Cage,
That guy, what's that kid's name that's in it?
Steve Baruchel or something like that?
I just can't take that voice.
I tried watching...
That nasally voice.
I tried watching, what the hell was that? She's out of my league.
How did you get burned?
That voice throughout the entire thing was driving me crazy.
You know, I'm a huge fan of that guy from the show Undeclared.
Undeclared, yeah.
So I can watch him in anything.
I'm not saying he's bad. It's just sometimes.
No, yeah, his voice. Yeah.
He's putting on too much nasal.
He kind of does that voice like that.
Yeah.
He was great.
That's where you developed it from.
He was a voice in How to Train Your Dragon.
I mean, I don't expect... he was. He was Hiccup.
Yeah.
I don't expect to be wowed by The Sorcerer's Apprentice just because it's a Turtletaub movie. And
Turtletaub. Turtletaub.
Turtletaub.
Hey, Turtletaub.
Every time he does
show?
A movie, it's like, wow, you know, that's really... okay.
John Turtletaub. Sorry, dude. You're just
never
not
like,
sound tough.
Man, that guy is really an accomplished director. He knows how to shape a film.
He's a shellless turtle. Now, he's worked
he
with Nicolas Cage a lot.
Get together with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Hasn't
they're going to be turtles together.
He's worked with Cage a lot. He's done those, in Declaration of Independence movies. What are those called?
National Treasure.
Yeah, the National Treasure movies. So, you know. And it'd just be like a generic Disney type of family film.
You know what's sad is that the National Treasure movies are actually better than the Crystal Skull Indiana Jones.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's, you know, it's entertaining and stuff. And then when it's over, it's, you know, I'm hoping Predators is badass, but I believe people when they say, you know, it's just okay. I don't expect it to be anything special. You know? No. And I still don't know what Inception is. That's just our thing every week. What is Inception? I don't know.
It's just a mind F.
It's just Inception. And there you go.
I need to look it up in the dictionary. What is Inception?
It's, you know, it's like a dream or
it's
something.
It's incepting things and things.
Exactly. Maybe one day we'll find out what Inception is.
I hope so. Maybe Steven will tell us.
It's like after you see the movie, it's like, I still don't know what Inception is. I enjoyed the movie, but I still don't know what it is. I need to look this shit up. All right, Bill, what do you say we check out what's on our TiVo? You know that that Big Brother show came back. We got to talk about that.
Oh, boy.
What's on our TiVo? Now, before we get to our big shows, I just had to play this, Bill. You know, way back in the day on the show, we used to do a Mulberry News Break where some unusual news story would happen, some news item. And I found one, and I just wanted to play this. I thought it was very interesting.
Did the leprechaun show up again?
It's very similar to that in a way. It's some strange – I'm going to go ahead and call the guy a hillbilly, but I don't know what you call him in Cleveland. He's a hick? Cleveland hick who lives, I guess, in the country. And old Bigfoot came on his land, Bill, and tried to steal his dog.
What? You say what?
Tried to steal his dog. Let's check this out. This is very interesting.
Spotted Bigfoot in Cleveland County, and this isn't the first time. The legend continues. One man in Kayser says he encountered the mythic beast just last week.
You know, it has been years since deputies in Cleveland County have heard stories like this, and New at 11, Ann Sheridan goes in search of the real Bigfoot story.
I tried to call him.
Tim Peeler thought he was calling coyotes.
Instead of them, him.
He got something that frightened even the self-proclaimed mountain man.
This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair.
It scared me.
Sergeant Mark Self is a Cleveland County deputy. Whoa. Didn't see the creature this time.
I wanted to style it.
8 to 10 foot hairy man looking person.
But remembers the stories of a Sasquatch when he was a kid.
Was killing some animals, breaking in chicken houses, killing chickens.
It's the same
chicken
M.O.
murder
that Tim says he saw for himself. The Sasquatch going after his dogs.
I come out here and rough talk him
right
and
here?
Run him off.
Yes,
got him
did.
To leave, called 911, then the creature came back.
And I said, get away from here. Get! Get! And he went right back out that path again.
Deputies filed a suspicious person report, and Tim is still recalling the details.
He looked like he had 6 fingers on each hand.
But even though sworn to serve and protect,
he had 6 fingers.
This is just totally blowing my mind that's even brought back up.
Are left manning up, at least for the cameras.
Doesn't bother me now. I don't think there's anything to it.
In Cleveland County, Ann Sheridan, News Channel 36.
By the way, the legend of the Sasquatch has been in Cleveland County since the 1970s. This time, the spotting came into 911 as a suspicious persons report.
What do you think?
Well, you know, this is the first time I've actually heard of the Bigfoot with blonde hair, but it's been so sunny out, you know, and it could have bleached out the hair of it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he found a bottle of peroxide or something.
Possibly. Who knows?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, they're laughing at the guy, the hick guy, aren't they?
Holy moly.
Wow. I just love that part about the 6 fingers on each hand.
Yeah.
He looked like beautiful. He had 6 fingers on each hand.
What? Hey,
he's so drunk.
Wow, that dude, he's slurring his speech. They should have just given him a breathalyzer. Wow.
He had beautiful hair.
Beautiful
it
flowing
sounds like he's recalling a long-lost love.
He was like, Wow, he's the most beautiful thing I ever saw.
I'm thinking to call in Dr. Artemis Snodgrass
from the Sasquatch Gang. I'd love that, him to show up. Wait, I must see if there's any feces.
I must taste the poo.
Rough talk him and run him off.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if he was having nuggets that night.
Get.
I love that it was going after his dog. Like, maybe he just wanted to pet it, huh?
I think, you know, Harry from Harry and Henderson's like the family dog.
Yeah, come on.
Get away from here.
I love that.
I rebuke you in the name of...
Now, you know, there. If you look on YouTube, there's also a 911 call from that guy.
No way.
There is no doubt in my mind that he is shit-faced when he calls there. And because he starts off, he's like, yo, recording my voice. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I got days. And it's like, man, he is wasted. They should have just hung up on him.
It was probably just a mutant raccoon.
Now, Bill, there was some good news this week because the Emmy nominations came out. And usually we're totally indifferent to Emmy noms, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because they're normally for nothing we watch or they're just, you know, I just really don't care, honestly.
Because every year, Friday Night Lights has been snubbed, and we know that the actors on that show deserve at least a nod of some kind.
Yeah,
right?
Some kind of nod, not just like a writing nomination or something.
Well, some good news happened also for Conan fans. And I'll just go ahead and play this clip, and we'll see what happens, all right? And the funny thing is Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
She does the...
Can't speak English?
Yeah, she can't speak English. She's there with Joel McHale. And some of the ways she pronounces the names are hilarious. Let's check this out.
The nominees for Outstanding Variety Music or Comedy Series are The Colbert Report, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Real Time with Bill Maher, Saturday Maher. Night Live, and The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
The lead nominees, for lead actor in a drama series are Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Michael C. Hall, Dexter, Kyle Chandler, Friday Night Lights, Hugh Laurie, awesome. House, Matthew Fox, Lost, and John Hamm, Mad Men.
Dude, that is such a tough category,
the nominations,
man.
For lead actors in the drama series are Kyra Sedgwick, The Closer, Glenn Close, Damages, Connie Britton, Friday Night Lights, Juliana Margolis, The Good Wife, Mariska
Hargitay,
Law and Order, Special Victim Unit,
Special Victim Unit,
and January Jones, Mad Men.
But when they said both of them, it was just awesome. Both of them getting recognized.
She has that stereotypical slowpoke Rodriguez Speedy Gonzalez voice.
I love that, though, how she's like, the Kyra Sedgwick, The Closer. It's like, you know what? Close enough. You know?
Close enough. She's not going to win anyway.
It's like, man. Yeah.
I love the audience reaction to Kyle Chandler.
Yeah, you can hear clapping.
They're like, what? Oh, yeah.
And people are excited when you hear Conan. They're just kind of a little,
yeah, and Joel McHale had like this smirk on his face.
Yeah, this kind of like shit-eating grin on there.
Kyra Sedgwick, The Closer.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. But I'm really excited about that. And another thing that's funny about Conan being nominated for the Tonight Show is Jay Leno wasn't nominated.
No. neither was Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman wasn't either. Some people were annoyed that, like, the other guys, Jimmy Kimmel and the other guy, I'm trying to remember his name on CBS.
Jimmy Fallon?
The one after Letterman, Craig...
Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, Ferguson. I couldn't remember his last name. Yeah, but, you know, maybe eventually. But, you know, I've read, you know, of course, some people are like, well, it's some kind of like charity nomination. I thought if you nominate him just on when that shit was going on, Bill, just his shows were fantastic when he knew it was it. And I think he just
Leno had to be a smartass and actually bring it up on the show. He couldn't just leave it alone.
Right.
Like, you know, be the better guy and be like, okay, it wasn't nominated. That's fine. Whatever.
Oh, and
you
he made
had
a joke
to bring it up in his monologue.
Yeah.
And that just came. He's such a tacky effort. I can't stand
you
him.
You will be good with the chili peppers.
But thank you, Sophia.
The Emmys will be on NBC, and I want Conan to win there on NBC. That would be awesome.
That would be gorgeous.
He packs a gun.
Huh? He packs a gun. Now, Bill, Louie was on again this week, this new show, Louie C.K., and yes. Ricky Gervais was on the show. And I got to be honest, you know, he was on The British Office and stuff like that, and I've always been told he's really funny. He's never really made me laugh that much, honestly.
I find his humor to be rather not...
It's kind of like I know what he's going for. He's kind of doing the smug guy amusing himself more than anybody else kind of humor.
Yeah, and that annoys me. Like, it doesn't sit well with me, that whole smug, smarmy shit.
And
I don't like that.
He has made me laugh before from, you know, I don't love everything he does, but he was on Louie this week as Louie's doctor friend and doctor. At least Louie needs to go see his friend, the doctor, because maybe he doesn't have insurance or something. I don't know. But this was a hilarious scene here. I was losing it the entire time. You don't want Ricky Gervais as your doctor is what I learned from this. But let's go ahead and check this out because I thought it was fantastic.
Louis C.K.
Hey, listen, I didn't mean to jump ahead of that woman if she was waiting.
Don't worry, she's dying. Yeah, no hope, really sad, of cancer. From her vagina up to her eyeballs. So, I'm just squeezing a bit of extra insurance money till her liver falls out of her ass.
Man, that's not funny.
God, how are you?
Come on. Feel like shit?
Feel like shit? Are you sure you feel like shit and not... diarrhea, because you look like diarrhea. It looks like someone poured diarrhea into a face-shaped mold.
Oh, could you stop? Because I really am. I'm worried. I don't know what's up with me.
Look up.
Okay.
I know what's wrong with you.
What?
AIDS.
I can't believe you're a doctor.
Strip down to your underpants. Let's take a look at you. Let's take a look at you. Jesus. That is, you don't need a doctor, you need a time machine. Did no one tell you that tits are meant to be on women, not men? What is that?
Come on, man. This is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, dear. Okay. Take a deep breath and hold it. So how do you feel, really, apart from the tumour I can hear in your lungs?
You're an asshole.
Just all the way down.
Okay.
Oh, God, Louis. How can... That is really bad. That's the worst penis I've ever seen in my life. That is disgusting. It's... Oh, my God. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, seeing that. And my dad hung himself in front of me whilst masturbating. But if I could take one of those things back, it would be seeing that awful cock. It looks like you've been getting a dog to suck it off, but it chewed it. Nurse, can you come in here a minute? I'm serious. That is the worst penis probably in the world. Nurse, honestly, is that not the ugliest penis you've ever seen in your life?
Yes, doctor, it's very ugly.
Very ugly. Very ugly. She's a nurse, so...
Stop it. Come on, man.
It's the worst penis. If that's your penis and testicles, what's your anus going to be like?
Well, we're not going to find that out.
We are going to find out, because I need to give you a full rectal examination.
No way.
Yes way. You're over 40, Louis. Okay? No more walking around. This could save your life.
Okay, all right.
Come on. Right. Look, it's not very pleasant, but it's necessary.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and I'll be as gentle as I can.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Is
that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that's all right.
What about this?
Jesus Christ!
This is
What's
serious.
What's wrong with you?
It's serious.
There's no way it's supposed to go in and out like that.
It can do. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
And it tells me that everything is fine up there.
Jesus.
Listen, I'm still going with AIDS, but let's do some blood work and find out.
I'm still going with AIDS. Wow. Horrible doctor, am I right?
You know, I thought the AIDS stuff was a little 90s, but it was still funny.
There's a great bit at the end when he calls back to talk to him. That was fantastic. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where he's
it's
just,
like right after the credits.
It was really serious, and he's like, I really need to tell you something. I got your lab results back, and what is it? I'm trying to remember what he says. I was right. It was AIDS or something like that. And he starts laughing. He's like, what is wrong with you? It's so funny.
It really was funny.
That show cracks me up because it's just so wrong at the same time. And it's, you know, it's very low key, wouldn't you say? It's not like.
Yeah, it is. There was that whole great part with him and Nick DiPaolo getting in the fight.
Yes.
And then kind of like bonding while they're in the emergency room.
Yeah. He keeps calling him a Nazi, and it was pretty funny. And that guy, Nick DiPaolo, his humor, talk about humor that's just like rubs you the wrong way. That
yeah.
guy is just like,
yeah.
Wow, everything is wrong that he says, you know.
There's so many New York comedians that are like that, though.
Yeah.
That seems to be the big New York comedy scene thing, the cringe humor.
Yeah, very cringe humor. But everybody check out Louie. It's funny. Now, Bill, let's talk about the return of Big Brother. Huh? Big Brother's back. Hey.
You know, it's funny. Like, if you would have told me Big Brother's coming back a month ago, I would have been excited.
Last week we were excited, Bill.
What?
Last week we were excited.
Yeah, that's true. But now that it's finally back and we see the absolute mess that Alison Grodner does to this show,
mm-hmm.
it loses that luster, that excitement. Like, hey, there's really attractive women in it this year, and
mm-hmm.
I wonder if it'll be any good. And then they start screwing with it with their twists and all, and it's just
yeah. Like this year they have a saboteur. And
you mean America's Player.
Right. That's what it is, essentially. We were like, you know, that might work, okay? But then they're like, house guests, we got to tell you something. And it's like, why are you telling them,
yeah.
you know?
It's like the little kid that can't keep a secret.
Exactly. It's really silly. But I have a clip here of the introductions where we get to meet them. And let's hear the great comments they make. It's awesome.
Why don't we introduce ourselves to you?
Yeah.
I'll go
All
first.
All right.
I'm Kristen. I'm from Philly. I'm a manager of a designer shoe store, and I model a little.
Kristen's hot.
Really?
Every guy dreams about, you know, hooking up with a model. It's going to take me a week or two, but I'm going to work my magic.
I'm Matt. I'm from a suburb outside of Chicago. I just got married last September.
Aww.
I do website design professionally. Recreationally, I've been a musician about half my life now. The thing I didn't tell them is that I am a certified genius. I have an IQ in the top 2% of the entire world's population, and I don't want them knowing that I have that logical mind.
I'm Rachel.
He's a logical mind.
You're an idiot.
I'm like a southern girl at heart, but I've been living in Vegas for like 3 years. I worked at the craziest party pool last summer.
Oh, yeah.
And this summer, too.
I have
Rachel
enormous breasts.
Boobsy. It's just like two watermelons on her chest. I felt like Rachel was kind of just ditzy.
Living in Vegas 24/7.
That's what she wants you to think.
And
the bada bing, you know? She's got weapons. If Mike get old, you could definitely hear it three rooms over.
Alright, my name
That's
is
not that bad.
I'm a small town in Illinois. I am a student, and I also have two cats. One is named Kitty, and one is named
No
Kirby.
One gives a shit.
Yeah, yeah, really. Thanks for letting us know your crazy
I'm
cat
also
lady.
A PE teacher. I love it.
You should apply to be Superman.
I
just have a feeling.
I'm sorry. I think there's someone in the room.
I would love to form an alliance with Brendan.
And
a
if
gay
the
alliance.
Big twist of Big Brother was that
an alliance with
Brendan,
my penis.
Wouldn't you know it, is gay, and we end up falling in love.
Oh, it's nice to dream.
I'm Hayden.
Oh.
I'm 24 from Tempe, Arizona. I'm a college student. I go to Arizona State.
Hayden's very cute.
my type.
No, he's not.
Look, sure. His hair is ridiculous.
I would classify him more as cute and lovable, and that could turn into a sexy thing.
Cute and lovable douche.
From Miami Beach, Florida. Oh, I took the wrong turn. I thought this was supposed to be a speed dating thing for Jewish singles.
So oh, wow, you're hilarious.
Someone that really stuck out to me was Andrew because he's Jewish, and so he wears a Yom Kippur. I believe that's what it's called. And I was like, oh, okay,
yes,
so he's probably
going to
be really religious in the house.
I am a day trader. And unfortunately, we lost a job last year or so.
Oh, dear.
And now I am a shoe salesman, retail, for the past year.
I didn't want to tell everyone that I was a doctor because I didn't want a target on my back thinking that I have a lot of money. I thought I'd put a little sorrow, pity in there. I want them to think that, you know, I'm in need of money.
Oh, yeah, they feel sorry for
me now.
My name's
Lane. I'm 24.
Good thinking, huh, Bill?
I live in Decatur, Texas.
If he would have told him he was a podiatrist, I would have felt worse.
And I'm a salesman for an oil company.
I'm Kathy.
An oil company?
What's that? I'm 40 years old.
You look great. You look great.
I have a 22-year-old son.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yes. And the best is I'm a deputy sheriff.
I have to watch out about the sheriff in town. And Jersey, you really like
I
the little
soul bacon.
One. If she gets out of hand, we're probably going to have to take your business.
Okay, I'm Brittany.
Yeah,
I'm 22.
Shut up.
I'm from a small town in Arkansas that most people in Arkansas haven't even heard of. And I'm recently engaged.
Thank you.
That's
Enzo.
I don't want to hear that.
Beautiful Bayonne, New Jersey.
Now, what are they thinking?
Jersey's in the house. I'm an insurance appraiser / part-time real estate.
I'm a Guido.
So I'm busy myself.
I got great hair plugs.
I'm losing my hair.
Yo, Womenzo. And I'm from New Jersey. I'm in real estate.
I am Reagan.
Ah,
I'm 34 years old.
I'm Reagan.
I'm a graduate student in communication.
His name is Ray Gunn.
I do for a living. I'm a professor of communication studies, but I didn't want to tell other people because I don't want there to be a bigger target on my back.
You're in a relationship or not?
No, I'm painfully single.
The minute that Reagan opened his mouth, I knew that we would be best friends because he is obviously a flaming homosexual. We can talk about boys, shopping, Broadway shows, Sex in the City, the series, and the movies. It was just love at first sight.
Wow, that's not judgmental at all.
I'm Annie. I'm 27. And
you must
I'm a
be gay. You
I'm
have horrible
Chicago.
Taste like I do.
And I do have a dog. He's a French bulldog.
No one gives a shit about your dog.
About your pet.
After the Chicago Cubs and Bears. So that's it.
I am bisexual, and I've chosen not to tell people in the house about that because I think it could potentially hurt my game. There's
and
tons of cute guys
care.
And tons of cute girls, and I'm really excited to meet them, but I'm here to win a game.
You know what's funny when she says that? It's like you can tell you're lesbian by looking at you.
Yeah.
But she's a bisexual, but they have this...
Well, that's the in thing now, to go both ways.
Right. And
ACDC.
Now, they have the saboteur, Bill. The saboteur. The saboteur?
Saboteur.
Saboteur. And everyone, once they announce it, everyone's like, who could it be? It's very interesting here. Let's go ahead and check this out. And one thing that's funny is they do the HOH. They always do the first HOH. And Julie Chen, she's like, who wants to be the mascot? Because we have one person too many. It wouldn't be fair or something like that for teams. So, and the Jewish guy who wears the Yom Kippur on his head, Bill, he's like, oh, I'll do it. And all of a sudden, you know, Enzo's like, very interesting.
Love that he wears the Jewish New Year on his head. That's terrific. It's like he's just celebratory all the time.
But just listen, there's a part later on here in the clip where Julie's like, hey, good news. You're not allowed to be HOH since you're the mascot, but you are safe for a week. And they show Enzo kind of stares at him, and they play the Zaccata from Hell's Kitchen. It's very interesting. But first, we have the saboteur, Bill. Oh, my God. Let's check this out.
I'll leave you with this message.
Ask us, I am the Big Brother Saboteur.
It's Jigsaw!
I can and will strike at any time.
Oh my God!
Any plans you have coming into this game?
One of you will die tonight.
Upside down. Ask yourself this. With the saboteur living in the house, can anyone be trusted?
Sure, I'll trust somebody.
I do not want people to know who I am.
I trust the gay.
Suspicious of anybody mocking the saboteur or maybe talking about it a little excessively.
He's joking about the saboteur. He must be him, Bill.
Trail of who the saboteur really is.
I'm not sure who it is, but
we were literally
He's fat
in this big grill. We have these two.
The saboteur might be sexy.
We were like, what is Big Brother going to make us do? Because I definitely want to jump on those big wieners.
Oh.
Hello, house guest.
So clever. I wonder who coached this shit up.
Andrew.
Yes.
How do you feel about your new outfit?
It's part of a job.
You wear it well, Andrew.
Thank you very much, JC.
Well, I have some good news for you.
JC.
Hold for cicada.
While you cannot become HOH this week, you will be safe from the first eviction.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
So you get a point for being a good guy.
It's Gordon Ramsay around? Oh, my God. You know what's funny is that they had to jump on these giant weenies and slide across coals, and that girl, the hot girl, Brittany, you know, she's cute or whatever.
She's hot.
She's got a beautiful face. But I'm more of the stacked Rachel, though, the redhead who has that laugh. That's more my type there.
Yeah, I like it with a little meat on the bones.
Yeah, I like me a lot of meat on the bones. And what about you, Steven? Steven's here, Bill! Hey, Steven!
I was worried he dozed off in the car on the way over.
But, Steven, thank you for joining us. We're talking about Big Brother here.
Sorry, I napped. I was eat dinner or lunch or whatever you want to call it and sat down watching, catching up on some stuff.
I just can't believe that you don't care about the show, Steven.
You know what I found out? This phone does not have a very good alarm.
It wasn't loud enough, right?
And it rings once. There's no snooze to it.
Yeah.
Now, that sucks.
You can do the snooze. There is a snooze on it.
There's no clock, like alarm once. Thing?
I'll look at it. Yeah, you can do it. But Rachel, did you watch Big Brother, Steven?
I started watching it. And
did you see the redhead on there?
Mm-hmm. I saw all the people on there.
Cheers all up. Yeah, there are, Bill. Are there more people than usual on the show this season?
Yeah, I saw everybody get their key or whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
There's
supposed to be 14, and one of the hot girls got cold feet and dropped out.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Obviously a flaming homosexual.
Oh, my God. Well, that's very judgmental.
I love how like, she's just, like, automatically like, oh, the gays are my best friends.
Jump on those big wieners.
We have so much in common. We both love big wieners.
What about the dude Enzo from Jersey? What do you think about that guy?
Stereotype?
I thought he would be more douchey. He is a douchebag, but thought he'd be even more douchey, but maybe that'll come out eventually. But
yeah, maybe because he's ashamed of his bad hair plugs, he doesn't
Does he have hair plugs, or is he just losing his hair?
Dude,
really
that's got to be hair plugs. Those are like Barbie hair plugs.
Because he wears his hat all the time. Also, yeah.
That's probably not good for the hair plugs.
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. I'm in real estate.
You gotta breathe a little bit. Get a little sunshine to grow.
It's like, yeah, what do you want from me, huh? But, I can't tell much from what I see. You know, like, you pick out favorites right away. Like, the redhead, of course, I liked her. The guy who made the joke about the saboteur, you know, he's like, I am the saboteur. And he's like, guys, it's not me or whatever. And he kind of made that joke. He did the voice. I thought that was funny. And that girl's like, I don't like someone making fun of the saboteur.
This is a serious situation.
Because that could be him trying to throw us off. And it's funny just how, like, the stupid saboteur has everyone second-guessing. Like, the one guy, he goes to brush his teeth, and the lights go off, and he's like, hey, I'm brushing my teeth. And they're like, who brushes their teeth in the dark? But technically, wasn't he already in the bedroom getting his teeth brushed, and the lights went off? It's like, he wasn't in there with
you
guys.
I'm so ashamed of my teeth, I do it in the dark.
And then the other guy, he was like, I'm going to mess with him. I got a pillow. And he throws it in there. And they're like, oh, and the lights come on. And they're like,
oh, my God, the saboteur.
Why was he laying on the floor like that? You know, it's like he's throwing a pillow at you guys. It's just funny how really just
how they're all retarded.
A stupid game like that really does throw them off. Like, they're, oh, my God, the saboteur.
All I want is that Rachel to call the yarmulke a different Jewish holiday every week. think he's wearing the Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, that was great, though. And she's like, I think he's wearing a Yom Kippur. It's like,
yeah. Exactly. That's the holiest of all Jewish days. You nailed it.
He wears a Yom Kippur.
Yes, he does. I love her to say, I love your Yom Kippur. And he's like, what? On your head, your Yom Kippur. Oh, yeah. No, that's a dreidel that's on my head.
That's a dreidel. It's clay. You feel it. Touch it.
All right, guys, let's talk about Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen was a two-hour film, right? Again, a special two-hour presentation.
Running through these shows like they would nothing.
The first hour was Fran, finally getting rid of Fran.
Oh, thank God. I'm so tired of looking at her eyebrows and that mole on her
what
head.
What is wrong with her eyebrows? Now,
she reminds me of the principal in Uncle Buck. The one that he tells to get that thing gnawed off her face.
Now, the second hour was more memorable because it had Milka losing her mind, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lost her shit.
It was embarrassing when she kept, you know,
coming back in there.
No, let me come back. And he's like, no, you're done.
No, shit, don't say that.
That was great. Let's go ahead and check
it
out.
It sounded like she was being abused.
Yeah, she was freaking out. I think later on she felt really stupid when she kind of.
Good.
All right, let's check this out. Nilka's meltdown.
Come here, you a minute. What's the matter with you? We're halfway through. We started up, so why can't you come back?
I'm so mad at myself right now because I know I can do it. I'm sorry. I didn't come here to lose. I'm not weak. I don't know what I'm crying right now.
Dear. Get a grip. If you can't hack it, you're out.
Oh, the smoke bomb.
Yes, you have 30 seconds. Joke, you ready?
It's a few more like seconds, all right?
Yes, 1 second or 30 seconds? Talk to me.
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes, I see 1 minute.
If you need longer than a minute, you got to tell me, okay?
Look at this. Look. It's raw.
It's now raw.
Yes, chef.
The lobster is raw. Come here, madam. Come here. Just touch it, will you?
I just took it out the pan.
Look at me. Look at me. Put it down. Put it down. Look at me. Look at me. Ow. Get out.
Oh, no.
Benjamin, we shall. One lobster. Malcolm, get out!
I'm going! He was angry.
Madam! Madam! Madam!
Yes, sir?
Take your jacket off and
oh, chef, don't say that, please! Chef, please! Chef, please don't say that!
Man, the smoke monster again? Man.
Milka isn't ready to leave just
yet. Pulled that out a lot.
That's because she's the smoke monster.
Take your jacket off and get out of the Hell's Kitchen. I'm ready now. I can't do it. Okay? Leave it. Milka, don't do this to me. They're under pressure. We're under pressure. Take your jacket off and get out.
I want to still cook and prove myself, chef. Am I going to stop? No, because this is my dream. This is my destiny. And this is what I want.
Oh, shut up and get out of the kitchen.
It is her density.
Wait and beef. Let's go.
I don't want to leave like this, chef.
Oh, man.
I want to leave on good standing.
No, she was asked to leave one time when you leave. Get the hell out of here.
Please, I can do that.
Turbot, lobster, Wellington beef.
We chef.
Milka.
I want to cook.
Get out.
He's ordering Milka.
I can do this. Please.
Hey, guys, I'm telling you now.
A carton of Milka.
Get her out of here.
Milka, you got to go.
I want to cook.
We chef. Some Swedish fish.
Milka, you got to go.
I can do this.
You got to go. Chef tells you to go, you got to go. Go. Hurricane Milka.
I would have loved it. It said security.
Category 5 meltdown.
I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave.
Milka, get out.
Get your jacket off and get out.
Hit the frog marcher out of the kitchen.
My whole life for this. It hurts to get kicked out of here like this. It really, really does. Like, I don't want to take my jacket off.
It's more painful to watch.
And it pisses me off that it went down like this. It really, really did.
I love that she goes out back and he's standing next to the cab.
You walk out of here with your head up high. Sadly, you're not ready to take that head chef's job. But what you are ready to continue doing is following your dream. Don't stop that.
I'm not. I'm just so mad at myself because I think
my
I was ready.
My dreams beyond Hell's Kitchen. What the hell are you talking about?
Listen, you have done phenomenally well. I've never come out here to say goodbye, but I wanted to make the effort to say goodbye and say thank you.
Because I'm so glad you're out of my kitchen.
Thank you. Yes. Now
piss off.
Some beautiful
one more thing.
Stick guitar in
your jacket.
No, do I have to?
Your jacket.
Don't say that.
Thank you, Chef.
Good night, my friend.
Good night.
Well done.
You know what's strange is that whole.
And I'm high.
I will always.
This whole moment there, it looked like they were on a set, like a fake.
It did.
It looked like they're on some back lot.
They're on a sound stage or something.
Sound stage,
you know?
And that's a fake
that's
cab.
Where Hell's
it was like a wire
on
pulling
a
it away.
Stage.
It's the cab from like, from Spider-Man X2145.
Yeah, it's just the same on one. A little rail.
That would be good if she got into the cash cab.
Well, it would have been great if he goes, "Don't forget to watch Master Chef. Premieres July 21st. Like tells Nilka that. That would have been great.
Get your hair cut, Nilka.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with her hair, except she could probably hold a lot of pencils and stuff.
It looks like a Q-tip applicator.
When her profile, she has a big boof, you know, like
yeah, it like sticks out forward, like it's a mountain.
Like a big puffy
eraser head.
Yeah, she's got
it's an eraser head.
Not very flattering. Yeah. But you know what was funny is when they had the three-star chefs on and the two cockiest guys, Jay and Ben. Both their meals, the guy was like, "Yeah, I don't give either one of them.
I wouldn't
point.
Order either one.
I wouldn't want to eat either of these shit dishes."
Just kind
of
like, ugh.
I'm surprised they didn't go like, "Thanks for bringing us, Ramsay."
Yeah. It's just like, oh, dude, you totally wasted
such a great
time.
Experience.
Yeah. But what do you guys think? Do you guys have a winner picked yet on Hell's Kitchen?
No.
I don't know. I think that Holly's a strong contender.
I'd like her to win just because I find her attractive.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Do you like
it.
Her sitting there flirting with the dude with
the caviar guy? It was funny when she came
that
in.
That was funny.
It was funny when she kind of like smiled at Jay and is like, "Hey, she wouldn't have to talk me out of taking my pants off or something like that." It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of women have to.
Yeah, it's like, your pants are already down. What are you doing? Oh, I thought you were sending me signals. No.
To the caviar guy.
I thought you were really digging me.
You smiled at
me. We've been locked up in here for a whole week, and I haven't seen a guy.
Wow. All right, Bill, let's take a break. And we'll be right back, and we'll talk about Penn & Teller bullshit. Oh, excuse my language. I'm so sorry. Wow. All right, everybody, we'll be right back.
There's no way it's supposed to go in and out like that.
I'll be right back.
Stop, evildoers.
Fred Armstrong, I will destroy you.
Introducing Batman, Stretch Armstrong's arch enemy. Use the super sucking vac pump to turn him into a mutating monster, then stretch him to villainous proportions. He stays that way until you press his cybernetic button. But will this be the end of Stretch Armstrong? Oh, stay tuned. Batman and Stretch Armstrong, sold separately from Cat Toys, who will?
Journey into the mysterious alien world of Abydos through the Stargate. Daniel Jackson and Colonel O'Neill battle the evil Ra, but Ra strikes back with a sinister Horus in the Wicked Wing Glider.
Fire! I am Ra, you must obey me.
No way!
Then Ra's guard Anubis morphs into a jackal, attacks and captures Jackson. So O'Neill charges to the rescue in the ATC.
Fire!
O'Neill's got the glider in his sights.
And Ra's got trouble!
Stargate, gateway to the ultimate adventure. Figures and vehicles each sold separately.
When the lights go down, it's an awesome scene, dude!
Nickelodeon Flash Screen. Batteries not included. From Mattel.
What do you want from a high-powered blaster?
Balls! More balls!
No! Thunderstrike 20. 20 rapid-fire shots. No waiting, no fumbling.
Balls! More balls! Thunderstrike 20. Only from Tyco. Batteries not included.
Whee!
Welcome to the Junior Dog Show. First prize, Cookie Crisp, a blue ribbon cereal.
But I let the cat out of the bag. You grab the Cookie Crisp.
Now, Chip the poodle.
Cookie Crisp.
This is a complete fiasco.
And this is a complete breakfast with Cookie Crisp.
My colorful crooks.
Little cookies you can't resist.
Cookie Crisp.
Now there's a Marvel Spider-Man trading card. Free inside specially marked boxes of Cookie Crisp.
Boring restaurants make you wait.
And wait and wait.
Show us a Chuck E. Cheese, please.
Yeah, remember, Chuck E. Cheese, please. It's the restaurant where a kid can be a kid.
You gotta check this out!
Introducing...
Whoa!
The Fisher-Price Triple Arcade. It's fast-action pinball.
This is cool!
Just wait!
The changes to a skee-ball game.
Can't get any cooler than this.
It gets cooler.
Then changes again into an awesome basketball game.
Yeah!
Hey, why go to the arcade when the arcade can come to you? The amazing Triple Arcade from Fisher-Price. Assembly required. Later today on Fox Kids.
Gene!
Gene Frey can hear nothing.
As the incredible Dark Phoenix saga continues.
Stop her now.
The X-Men face the most difficult moment of their lives.
I see no way to save our friend.
We gotta end it. This is the moment you can't miss. Watch an all-new X-Men later today on Fox Kids.
It's Maniac Mouse. I'm gonna get that mouse.
I'm Mr. Mouse. I've got cheese in my mouth. Excited X-Men. I'm Maniac Mouse.
The game is Maniac Mouse. Grab Maniac Mouse by the tail and get the cheese.
Try to catch me. I'm Maniac Mouse.
First one to get 4 pieces of cheese wins. This cottage.
I'm Mr. Mouse. I've got cheese in my mouth. Try to catch me. I'm Maniac Mouse.
Maniac Mouse.
Triple Wheels, the only radio-controlled car with a killer combination of 6-speed jet turbo speed and a triple-wheel design that's almost unstoppable. Tear up the road 3 different ways. Race flat out, upside down, or even go vertical. Change direction with high-speed flip-overs. Break into vertical cyclone spins. Three-sided action that leaves the competition in the dust. Rechargeable 6-speed jet turbo speed. New Triple Wheels from Tyco. Battery pack required. Sold separately.
I must have that new Sega Power Rangers game! Goldar, steal it for me!
No wonder Rita wants that game. Look at those graphics!
Woo! And those moves!
Check out those battle zones! Let's go, Goldar! Sorry, Rita. You'll have to buy it like everyone else.
Huh?
Sega!
Power Rangers for Sega Genesis. Also available for Game Gear and Sega CD. All sold separately.
In the all-terrain road rally, no one rivaled Mean Eddie Octane. No one except the Lego Maniac.
Red, white, and two. Accelerate most righteously. Crash alert. Most highly charming team to the rescue. Now time for a totally recharging pit stop.
Racing to victory.
Yes!
The Lego Maniac knew Mean Eddie would be back next year.
What a drag.
The Lego System Town Collection. Each sold separately, only from Lego.
Grimace said his voice sounded silly, so it ran away.
Bye, Grimace. I know what I'm not wanted.
To catch it, we'll form M-Squad.
Presenting M-Squad Search for the Runaway Voice.
Grimace's voice was everywhere.
Open your mouth and say,
duh. Here's your book.
You want fries with that?
All right, guys. Always remember one thing.
Big chocolate shake.
Get it, Ronald.
Sorry.
It's heading for Scary Mountain.
Will Ronald catch Grimace's voice?
To be continued.
Nickelodeon's taking Double Dare on the road, live.
We're coming to your city, and it won't be pretty.
Get tickets now and be there for all the messy excitement. You could play, get slimed, and win great Nickelodeon prizes.
Two big fun lobby shows are coming to the Golden Hall Civic Center Saturday afternoon, January 9th. Presented by the Children's Museum of San Diego.
Double Dare's coming your way live. Be there for a sliming good time.
Reserve seats now at all Ticketmaster, the San Diego Concourse box office, or charge by phone.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
It's universally known something happens when Kraft cheese meets macaroni. Because when the cheese starts growing, Kraft gets your noodle going. It's a beatnik, xylophone, roaring, spiraling, cycloning.
They're great in any time zone.
Even when you're fully grown,
it's Kraft cheese and macaroni. Because when the cheese starts falling.
Oh.
happen.
I'm a professor of communication studies.
Some serious shit.
I study telephones for a living. Oh, cool.
Cell towers, ham radio,
talking. That's communication, I think. Yeah. Maybe something like that.
I have one of almost every telephone ever made.
Obviously a flaming homosexual.
Yeah, he's
I study sausages.
I'm a professor of communication studies.
The one thing is when you see this guy, his name is Reagan or Raygun. His head is huge, and he's got a tiny body.
Yeah, he's a twink.
He looks like Marvin the Martian.
He does. All he needs is a helmet. Somebody get that man a helmet.
Get him a
he
helmet.
Needs to protect that noggin.
Oh my God.
All right, Bill.
The size of that head.
We have. Oh wait, what's this? What's going on? We have a phone call.
Oh really?
Hello. Hello. Is there someone there on the line?
No, there isn't.
Oh, maybe he meant to send me a message and he accidentally called. Oh well. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about Penn and Teller horseshit. I mean bullshit. Yeah. And Bill, Steven, rather. We had a friend that this made me think of. This is all about getting rich quickly and pyramid schemes and stuff like that, like Amway. Mm-hmm. We had a friend named Robert, and he was a good friend of mine, Bill, and he went into this Amway shit, and he was like a different person. I'm not kidding. It was very cult-like, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you would try to talk to him, he would literally say, well, I guess you're not serious about your future, huh? You're just going to go on working a dead-end job?
That sounds like such a scripted line.
I know. It's like you're just going to work your dead-end job. You're not interested in making a life change or whatever. It's like, who are you? I'm not talking to a normal person.
You mean I'm not interested in making you make more money?
Right.
No, I'm not. Thanks.
And when this guy on here is talking to a guy on the phone, he goes, hey, are you interested in making some money? He goes, he sounds like he must be working from a script. Oh, he is. And he had a script in front of him. I thought that was hilarious. And this poor guy, how much he already sunk $1,500 into this stupid idea of selling this fruit drink.
Have you heard of Deepak Chopra?
Let's go ahead and just check this out. It was hilarious and sad.
Yeah,
corporate
really sad.
Corporate marketing is clearly the worst business opportunity out there.
Oh, buzzkill.
I'm Rob Weinkoop, and I'm a network marketer.
Network marketer? That's a funny thing to call a sales rep.
I sell Zvi liquid nutrition products.
Zvi? Wouldn't one or two be enough? Do we really need Zvi? Sorry, I was joking with you. What is in that?
Basically, Zvi is a herbal fruit drink.
Uh-huh.
It's got amalaki fruit, right. Shizandra berry,
okay.
Tulsi leaf, which is a great antioxidant.
Tulsi
turmeric,
leaf?
Which helps,
you're with us, right?
The ingredients in Zvi are there to help people lower inflammation, help them sleep better, and overall improve the quality of their life.
And how much for this wonder juice?
A one-month supply of Zvi for one person is $120 for four bottles of Zvi.
Man, you should be selling dildos. At least then people know they're buying something that'll fuck them. But hey, give us the pitch. What makes Zvi so special?
It's endorsed by Dr. Deepak Chopra of the Chopra Center for Well-Being.
Oh, fuck.
It's a very good business opportunity. It has one of the best compensation plans in the network marketing industry. And you can make a lot of money with it.
Multi-level marketing is called direct selling, but very few people sell anything. They recruit. That is the basis for its income promise, that you can recruit others who recruit others who recruit others, and all that money comes back to you.
Back at Zvi Prosperity Network headquarters, Rob Weinkoop is in full recruiting mode.
Justin, this is Rob calling from Nashville. Hey, listen, I've just got a minute, but I have you down as a person wanting to make some money from home. I'm wondering, are you serious about making some money, or are you just playing around?
Serious? Fuck, that's some hardcore hard sell there. It's almost like he's got a script. Oh, Wait.
Okay. Listen, Justin, if I could show you how to make an extra $4,000 a month and be able to travel some and be able to live a little more comfortably, would that be
good.
Something you'd like to check out?
Yeah.
Wow! Justin hasn't hung up yet. He's just the type of guy Rob's looking for.
How about I take you out to lunch? Could you meet me somewhere? I'll buy you lunch.
All right.
This is great. Now we can see Rob pitch Justin face to face. So, Rob, how many recruits have you signed up so far?
Right now, I have a few people on my team. I've got a mixed martial arts gym out in Texas.
Hey, look at the time. You gotta go meet Justin for lunch.
That's all.
Dre is the only product endorsed by Dr. Deepak Chopra and the Chopra Center for Well-Being. I mean, that kind of endorsement is huge. Dr. Chopra is one of the highest paid public speakers in the world.
Chopra? I fucking hate that platitudinous faux physics fruit drink. All right, Rob, you're ready.
I love that entire thing with him talking in the mirror.
This is the moment Rob has worked so hard for. He studied, advertised, cold,
and this guy he's talking to looks just like Kevin Paul.
Close the deal.
I'll tell you a little bit about what I do.
Wasn't that great, Cole?
Basically, I'm a professional network marketer. Have you ever heard that? Hey, thanks. Good.
God damn it! The waiter's screwing up the pitch. Bring the hummus.
Hummus and pita.
Hummus. Quick, Rob. Tell Kevin Pollock how he can get rich.
Through the power of duplication in the network marketing business model, say you find two people that like to buy and use the product. You get those two people to find another two people that want to buy and use the product.
And
find another two people.
And so on.
If every person repeats, you know, this finding their two people, at the end of 12 months, you've got 4,096 people on your team. And at that point, you're making like $32,000 a month. It's
not Boy, sounds pretty good when Rob lays it out like that.
A lot of misconceptions is that it's like a pyramid.
No!
It's not a pyramid at all. I mean, pyramids don't have products. Dree is a legitimate company just like any other. Companies like Mary Kay, Amway. These
I feel
are all
so bad for this guy.
Brands.
I know.
And they didn't get to be billion-dollar
totally
brands by being
Kool-Aid.
A pyramid scheme or a scam.
Drink the Dree.
He's right. Dree and all the other companies he mentioned do have products. But are the products even relevant? Rob didn't even bring a bottle of his Deepak Chopra-approved fruit punch to the lunch meeting. Too bad Justin just asked about it.
Don't focus so much on the product at the moment right now. Just want to explain to you how you could run your own business.
Well, how far are you right now? Like you said, if you had two people and two people.
Uh-oh.
Right now, I'm pretty much at that beginning level. I'll be honest with you. I'm not out here making $1 million a year.
Oh, boy. You're in deep shit now. Better pull out your secret weapon.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Deepak Chopra? Please dig in a little.
I think so. Who exactly is he again?
That went well.
You've been making some money, haven't you?
My net profit and loss is probably, I've probably lost about $1,500.
Rob says he works 10 to 12 hours a day. That means if he had a minimum wage job, he'd be up $15,000 instead of down $1,500. Pie in the sky is the most expensive kind.
That was so sad. And they showed him walking down the street. He opens up those free, you know, like news magazines and stuff. He's sliding his card into each one, like taking the time. Man, it's just pathetic. Wow.
And, yeah, it's there's so many of those things, especially around here out in the country. There's a lot of people that do that pyramid scheme stuff.
Yeah.
At like the Herbalife and Amway. And I remember for a period of time, Amway even tried to change their name.
Oh, really?
So
they
have
people wouldn't
they
go,
have?
Oh, that's Amway.
Yeah.
So basically,
they changed it right back, though, because everyone knew.
Right. Well, our friend would get annoyed with us because he was trying to recruit us to make him some money, I guess.
You
wouldn't hear him out and just, like, you know, be skeptical and make jokes. Just like, damn it, don't listen to me. You know,
I think the worst
don't listen to my
I've
bullshit.
Heard is the one they covered, that man cave, where it's all meats and grill products.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with a man cave, one, and the friggin' – who the hell wants to buy mail-order meat?
I know. What the hell? And also the guy.
Those sausages are really good. I want to buy that. And you know what? I think I want to sell these sausages to other people. I know a gay guy in a Big Brother house that would love some sausage.
He does a free cookout, and he has free beer for all these guys to buy this grilling stuff.
Yeah, and all those guys are leeches. They're never going to.
Yeah. I think they said something like if he made $600, he gets 25%. So he gets $150, but he spent about $100 on the beer and meat. Yep. So he's got a profit of $50.
Yeah, and
$50.
What was the return on it? Like 5% or 7%?
Yeah.
After he sells stuff and signs really people sad. Up, it's ridiculous.
But it's like people get talked into it. Like, oh, all I need is to get two people to start
that's
out
what,
with.
You know,
this.
When I went like, to the when I went to those Amway meetings, I went to three different ones, and I was just like, I didn't put it together till that third one. You know, it was really just didn't hit me what it was. I was like,
all right,
I'm done. Yeah.
Wow, it's kind of sad. Now let's talk about Top Chef. Hey. Top Chef! I thought this was.
I was a little bored with this episode.
I thought it was really difficult.
It was kind of cruel, actually.
It was cruel, I thought. I mean, it was just. I understand you gotta. It sucks that you have to get eliminated with somebody else as a team. Why can't you just do it individually? You know, they have the stupid. Call Top Chef right now, text. Which yeah.
It's a shit way of doing the eliminations.
Yeah,
you know, without just surprising them, it felt really forced, and I don't think it was fair to people that, you know, shitty chefs are teamed up with shitty chefs and good chefs with good chefs.
And they had three chances.
Well, the two ones that were supposedly the shitty chefs won.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think they're getting a bad rap. I don't think they were shitty. I think they were just shitty in the eyes of the, you know, the supposedly good chefs.
Like right. Angelo and the other guy.
That guy rubs me the wrong way. He should go back to Bayonne, New Jersey. Is that Enzo?
Now let's check out this clip here. It's at the very beginning when they do the quick fire. And they tell you that they need to make a dish, but also the baby food version of it, like a puree, right? Well, it's a cash prize. And two of the contestants tell what they would do with the money.
So I walk into the kitchen and see baby toys. I'm thinking, okay, they can't have us cooking baby food.
Good morning, chef.
Good morning.
It's a little strange when we walk in. Tom and Padma are standing there, and normally there's a guest judge, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Tom and I have a challenge for you of a personal nature. We both have new additions to our family. Tom has an 8-month-old son at home, and I have a 2-month-old daughter. So for your
I don't give a shit.
We'd like you to create a dish that satisfies Tom and I, and also our little ones. So you'll make a dish for us, and a pureed version suitable for our kids.
What goes through my head is, oh crap, I've never had a baby. I don't know what baby's like.
Who the hell is this lady?
So you have 45 minutes and the use of everything in the Top Chef pantry. Oh, and this is a high-stakes quickfire, which means that Tom and I will each be picking a winner who will get $10,000.
If I won the money, I'd use it towards two orphanages in Thailand that work with children infected with HIV and AIDS.
It'd be nice to win 20K. Maybe buy myself something nice. Hook her in an 8-ball, please.
But immunity is off the table.
Wow, you're not creepy.
Your time starts now.
Very contrasting things.
I don't want to eat his food, that's for sure.
I've never fed a baby before. I don't make baby food. I practice making baby, but not baby food.
Wow, this guy is amusing himself, but no one else.
The entire quick fire was so stupid.
Well, it's just like, have your babies there, test the food. I want you to stick a spoon of each dish in their mouths.
I mean, let's you can try it out first to see if it... If they spit it off,
babies are crying. Oh, he hates your meal. Let's move on to the next one.
But I love that that's their idea of a, like, I'd like to see how they were sitting in a room and went, well, what are we going to do for this quick fire? Oh, man, I don't know. I'm so tired. I was up with a baby all night.
Hey!
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, I know. Wow.
Drop him and run him off.
Huh?
that Bigfoot was trying to steal the baby.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
Yeah.
He's got a hell of a grip.
He had beautiful hair.
Now, you know, the guys who survived this week, the two black guys, I guess.
Yes.
The one guy was talking about how his wife died and he raised his daughter by himself.
Yeah.
That stuff made me sad. It reminded me of, like, Suser and stuff. It's like, they had these really such, quick...
Yeah, that's what I was... what's with really, Top Chef, like, exploiting people's misery?
Yeah, really tragic stories they just gloss over really fast.
My wife got killed, and... But my dish is gonna taste...
Yeah, it's like, what? It's like, oh my god. And that lady that was just like,
I don't think we can make the pasta yet or whatever.
Who the hell is she?
She just appeared on the show all of a sudden. It's like, you haven't been here the whole time, have you?
What the hell? Whenever she came on screen, I was like, I don't know that lady. Where did she come from? It's a Bigfoot.
It makes you look like a homosexual.
Now, Bill, let's talk about work of art. Huh?
This episode was so incredibly pretentious that while watching it, I nearly almost felt like I was becoming a beatnik artist. Like, I was becoming depressed.
Well, you know what's funny is the assignments or whatever they give them seem like, oh, yeah, that seems pretty cool. But they run in such weird directions, don't they?
I thought it was supposed to be about, like, Audi.
It was supposed to be like you traveled here in an Audi.
Ad campaign or something.
Talk about how this made you feel or whatever. Or not talk about it. Do your art in the way it made you feel. And Miles, it made him feel like this
sleepy,
cold and sleepy, dank piece of cement in a city with signs. I was just like, I want to hit this guy so bad. Yeah, I want to punch him.
If somebody punched him, he would snap out of this reverie he's in.
And
it was sensory overload. I just need to take it.
The
nap.
One girl that has a problem with men, even though she loves showing her breasts to them.
But, she loves showing everything.
But it's just like every week it's about the same thing with her, isn't it? Like gazing at her or whatever. And
yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
People are looking at me.
Stop it. And then there's the girl who did the...
The Christian
Yes,
girl.
She did the Last Supper thing. And
You know what? She didn't deserve to be there.
Her stuff was bad.
She was up there with Neo in, like, amateur hour.
And, you know, she could be a wonderful children's book illustrator or something.
Like, yeah, she wasn't qualified to be a high school art teacher.
Yeah, but why does she have that hot pink going on? It's just bad. But
I mean, she seems like a nice enough lady. There's nothing, you know, wrong with her personality. She's just not an artist.
I think that a lot of the other stuff, like what's the guy's name with the bad hair who did him kind of chilling in the car? He's supposed to look cool. Or something.
I can't remember his name, but I know exactly who you're talking about. He really loves himself.
Yeah, he loves him some me. The other guy with the beard, he's been in the motorcycle accident. I've not memorized his
Eric.
Name. Yeah, his artwork, I think, is very amateur. I don't know when they're going to eliminate this dude.
It's very angry art school kind of.
And then he did a picture of his girlfriend with cut up pieces of car. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell was that? What did that mean?
And the guy
they drove in an Audi through New York.
Made me think.
I wish my girlfriend was here with cars.
And then the other guy, the guy who does the Photoshop work, I think is very talented. And he was like, I'm not going to do photographs. That's what they expect. It's like, no, dude, you got to stick what you're good at. Because he did that, like, especially
Mondrian style painting.
What the hell? I don't know. Oh, I love when the guy
just
says,
like a navigation screen, one of them said.
Yeah,
right.
He goes, did he see this in the car on the screen?
But I thought it was so beautiful. It was like a blowing bag in the wind.
What
I needed
guy
to put it.
Artstubation or something? He's like, like artstubation or something because you just keep
going. I'm
so
clever.
Yeah, let's go ahead and check this out. This is the judges fawning all over Miles's piece, And
which was just a picture Jacqueline. In between two wooden posts.
It was a picture of like a an alcove in a building with like a piece of cardboard like you would lay on. And two generic looking shapes of wood that were supposed to be like street signs.
Yeah, those really look like street signs.
And the girl Jacqueline did pictures of men like gazing, but their eyes like blotched out.
I think their whole face with paint.
Yeah, it was like paint. She put plaster on them.
And they were like, oh, but let's just listen to them talk about these art pieces. Because I was literally like, what?
So what did we think of tonight's show?
The standouts in this challenge were the people who tried to find little moments and find the magic in those moments.
What did we think of Miles's work?
Miles made a really successful piece. He created sculpture, photography. He made a sensibility piece about being in the city.
I like how simple Miles's piece is, and I feel like it's personal.
Up,
I can see him in that world.
In the end, the work stands on its own, and I think
What does her name mean?
Let's talk about Jacqueline's piece.
She really, really put herself in the work and outside of the work.
And she pushed her work another step forward in psychological development, making herself more open in the work. I think it's a pretty encouraging step on her part.
Absolutely.
I think that the idea of taking a potentially negative experience,
talking about the taco.
Having
I'm out of here.
Leering at her and turning it around completely through her art, is something that I found to be quite powerful.
It was quite intoxicating.
Jamie's piece was like a scavenger hunt, and she just dumped all the junk out onto the wall.
There is no saving grace for the work.
She's a bit stuck in this idealized 17-year-old girl, and with a bit more content, she might have something.
Jamie,
I would say the same thing for us.
It's time for you to go.
You know, I have to say that their dismissal music I like. It's very catchy, isn't it? Catchy tune. But when I was glad Miles didn't win. Every week, if they have to, I'd rather her win, you know?
Yeah, it was the lesser of two evils.
You know, she's the kind of thing, like, she's hot, but she's kind of got that skinny body thing going. She's way too skinny,
and her head kind of looks emaciated.
But I guarantee you, like, she's like, yeah, she's hot, I'll go out with her, whatever. Trust me, she looks like a train wreck of emotional problems, you know? That like, wow, what did I get myself into with this chick? This chick's nuts, man.
I'm waiting for her to just start taking pictures of her boobs.
Too huge. Because
that's what's got to be next. She's done her naked back.
Hey, I got to admit that I'm entertained by it, right? You know?
I'm totally entertained by it.
And, you know, they had the little part where, like, Miles and that other girl are flirting or whatever. It's like, whatever.
That literally makes me want to vomit because that girl seems so sweet.
Her relationship with him.
She's such a manipulative ass.
Her relationship with him is more like she's the social worker and he's the kid with a lot of problems, you know? They're not like on even. She's talking nice to him because she knows there's something wrong with the dude.
She pities him.
Yeah.
I am a certified genius.
Week after week of him being tired.
He's like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to go take a nap. It's like, and I'm going to smother you when you lay down. Didn't we know a guy like this, Steven? He's like, this worst day ever.
I need a nap.
Wow.
That's nice.
I do. I'm entertained by the show, though.
I am. I am totally absorbed by it.
When the judges come out and they start talking about the art pieces, I'm like, oh, whatever. But
it makes me laugh how
You know, the guest judge they had this time, I thought his paintings were awesome that they showed real quick. I'd never heard of him, but they go, his work is this, and they showed quick glimpses. I thought it was incredible, his artwork.
I was like, oh, wow, so that's what it is to be an artist.
Yeah, it's not like this. You know, and technically, Steven, you and I have talked about this. They don't give them a lot of time to do a great art project.
Right.
But all they got to do is express an idea is what I think. Like, the cute art chick did the weird balancing the idea on a board thing with the paper. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell that shit is, but they're like, interesting, you know, kind of thing.
Because she listened to what everybody said that day off of her camera.
And she wrote it down.
Wrote it down, and then...
Then what did she cover it in, Bill? Was it like wax or
wax,
something? Or
yeah, paraffin.
I remember being in art class and seeing people do shit like that or whatever, just amateur kind of high school level stuff. But I'd be like, what the F
is
that?
Well, that's the kind of art that is art to them but is art to no one else.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not in on it, how can it be – how can you approach it as a piece of art?
And I'm more into, like, illustrative style artwork and, you know, I know good painting when I like it or whatever, but when you get into the weird, like, balancing shit with watered up paper.
I have no time for mixed media art. Yeah. I just think it's worthless.
I mean, I like Brian's art on Space. Remember his...
Pain, suffering.
But his installation, remember where he was knocked unconscious by the paint bucket or whatever?
Yes. Oh, my God.
With the phone ringing the whole time.
That was one of the funniest episodes ever, covered in the paint.
He wakes up, and they're like, well, great piece. And he's like unconscious.
I don't know how you stayed there that long.
He's like, need to go to hospital. That was great. That's this show always makes me think of Brian. It's hilarious.
I would love... If Simon Pegg and Jessica Hines could see this show.
I think they probably got the idea from being in school, like art school, you know?
Oh,
I think they would absolutely love work of art.
Wasn't you that... you see Art School Confidential?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the first part of Art School Confidential, but I think it just goes off the rails at the, you know, if it would have stayed with the school stuff, it was more entertaining, didn't you think? They got into the weird, like, murder shit and stuff. Like, wow. Totally lost.
Well, it's typical for a Terry Zweigoff film, really.
It's a bit more complex than that.
I do love
plus there's Sophia Miles in it, so that was was the selling point.
Gets a free
for me.
Pass for that though. I love Sophia Miles, but I love Crumb, that movie he did.
Yeah, that's true. That is a good movie.
Now, Bill, you ready to do some news?
I am ready to do some news.
Let's do the news. Wait, I got to clear my throat. Let's do the news. What? Hey, Adam. Sorry. I don't know what's going on. All right, Bill. The news this week.
This thing was 10 foot tall.
Now, Stephen, earlier we had a story. It was a guy, a hillbilly hick guy in Cleveland who lives in the country. Bigfoot tried to take his dog or something.
It's scary.
I'm pretty sure they never asked the guy about why his speech was slurred the whole time.
Sir, do you have some wild turkey behind your back?
Like, no, how did that sound like
no,
that?
I got my homemade corn squeezings.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
My favorite thing that he says about Bigfoot is this.
He had beautiful hair.
He had beautiful hair.
He just admires that hair.
I could just comb it all day long.
I'd love to shampoo that hair if he'd stand still long enough.
Get away from here.
I'll love him and pet him and call him George.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
All right, Colorado Springs, Colorado. A homemade firework left a Colorado Springs man with serious injuries when it blew up and sent shrapnel into his torso.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the accident happened Sunday night when police say a firecracker consisting of a metal tube attached to a fuse went off at the house. That's
Come
not
on,
a
man.
Firecracker. That's pipe a freaking bomb.
Yeah. Holy shit.
For sure.
Parts of the firecracker had been welded. Oh, nice.
Yeah, this sounds like a pipe bomb.
Yeah, that's not a firecracker. This is dumb shit. The injured man's not been identified. Police are still investigating. But I'm thinking maybe the guy said it was a firecracker and he was actually making a pipe bomb.
This man is stupid, is what he is.
He's got beautiful hair.
And
all right. There was a man in Long Island this past weekend who also was interested in shooting off fireworks.
Nice.
Except this time the firework was a dud, or seemed to be a dud. So he decided to check it out, and then the firework goes off and shears off his left arm.
Holy shit!
Nice.
His entire left arm.
Come on, man. This is a nightmare.
Not a hand, an arm.
Wow.
So it says that he knows that shooting off illegal holiday fireworks was not a smart thing to be doing. He knows he's also worried that he might not be able to keep his job. He's trying to cope with what he's done to himself.
I would say that Fourth of July is ruined at this point, you think?
Yeah, I think all Fourth of Julys are ruined. Let's celebrate America. Oh, in the day Dad lost his arm.
A farewell to arms.
Oh, ta-dum-dum.
Come on, man.
Oh, sorry.
He's told the kids what happened, but they haven't been allowed to see their dad yet because they think it'll be too much for them to handle.
Probably. Jesus.
What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
So he's a Long Island railroad worker, former football star, and he was setting off these explosive shells, and he created his own launcher. Was like a length of pipe.
Dude, so just light the firecrackers. Yeah, stop tricking shit.
He basically created a gun.
Wow.
So when this thing didn't go off and he checked it, it launched right into his shoulder. So it ripped apart his shoulder and blew off his arm.
Yeah.
Just right. Really, really dumb.
Listen up.
If he would have been over a couple more inches, he probably would be dead because it would have hit the artery.
Wow.
Just really, really stupid. Every year this happens with people doing stupid shit with fireworks. And just, you know, just light them off how they're supposed to be lit and step away. And if they don't go off, don't go back to check them out. Spray them with some water.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
You know, I was never like, I can remember maybe a couple of times, but never that go out and buy fireworks every year thing. Because I know a lot of people do. Hell, you can hear it around the neighborhood when, you know, it's illegal or whatever in our neighborhood. But I've never been big into fireworks.
I like
to watch them, but I don't like setting them off. I don't really care.
When we went down to my aunt's lake house, you know, it was out.
Yeah, when you're out in the country, it's fun.
Out in the country, exactly. When I was a kid, my dad and his friend would drive out to Ohio where they had the fireworks warehouses and buy a couple thousands of dollars worth of fireworks.
Jesus.
And then, of course, well, they wouldn't pay for them. They'd write them off.
Oh, yeah. You know,
company or something, since my dad's friend actually owned the company they worked at.
Well, yeah.
So they would buy all these fireworks and then bring them out to my grandma's farm. And the whole family would gather, and we'd shoot off fireworks for hours. But, you know, they were very, very careful about it. There was always a hose out. You know, they lit and they ran. You know, if they could attach a longer fuse, they would. You know, it's just, you have to be careful. Don't be stupid.
Yeah,
there's too many stupid people in the world.
Last year, we were in Tyler and on the lake, and they had a bunch of fireworks, and I was just like, you know, it's really hot and kind of humid. I'm going to stay inside. I don't really care. I'm a lot of fun, aren't I?
That's how I was this year. I ended up not seeing any fireworks. They shoot them off on the Friday, before the 4th of July because it's not a weekend and it's not a holiday, so they don't have to pay extra time to the police or anyone in town. And it just – I just didn't care. When I did hear the fireworks going off outside from, like, neighbors, normally I would go out and watch them from the deck, but I just really didn't care.
And boom,
I was like a – I was a 4th of July humbugger.
Holy shit!
Now, I would have went outside if I heard that.
You know, we went to go see fireworks, and I'm like – you know, we waited forever, we came, we saw it, and now we got to wade through traffic and all these damn people. Is it really worth it? I guess it is for my daughter, but I'm just, like, ready for the shit to be over. So
it really is a pain in the ass to, like, fall. They need to move Independence Day.
Yeah, I went up to my lake property. My cousin's house is across the street, and we set off fireworks in his yard.
And you safety first, right?
I didn't set anything off. Yeah, they did. They set them out, you know, away from everybody, and we had water. Well, hell, it's been raining so much.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. All right, Bill. What else we got in the news?
In Edmonton, Canada, a 36-year-old suspect was arrested early Sunday after police found him sleeping on a patio near 107th 17th Street and 100th Avenue. He allegedly resisted police. He's being arrested in conjunction with a 92-year-old woman who was assaulted when she answered the door at her home in the same area. A man forced his way inside and took numerous valuables. But that's not the best part. He then fled on a black tricycle.
Whoa.
Yes.
For the quick getaway.
I think it was one of those type of bikes that Steven rode in, was that Venice Beach?
Yeah.
Those recumbent bikes.
Beautiful hair.
Those are sweet.
I those are like tourist bikes, but this guy's riding around. That's his getaway vehicle, or a recumbent tricycle.
Hey, it's a lazy man's bike.
Is it really?
Oh,
is that what you call it?
I am. Yeah, because you're reclining back.
Chicken legs, KFC chicken legs.
Hey, that's when that happened, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome.
All right, a 62-year-old woman was arrested Wednesday for allegedly having 30 pounds of marijuana at her South Jackson home.
Whoa.
Yeah, Millie Stevenson's been charged with, holy shit, possession of marijuana, possession of cocaine, possession of ecstasy, receiving stolen property, and convicted felon in possession of a concealed weapon. Man, this lady wasn't fooling around.
Wow.
Upon searching the home, deputies discovered the marijuana, crack cocaine, ecstasy pills, and handgun, and a stolen 2008 Lexus.
I'm so wasted.
Stevenson told authorities the marijuana was for personal use to treat her glaucoma. Yes, all 30 pounds.
Nice.
What does she do? Smoke a pound of it a day?
I'm like,
it's only a 30-day supply, officer.
It's medical. Check my prescription. what about the cocaine and ecstasy? Oh, that's for my hip.
I'm working on the prescription for that.
God.
Iowa City, Iowa. Police say they were able to track down a drunken driver who struck a street sign thanks in part to his clothing or lack of his clothing. Police say witnesses told officers they saw a naked man drive away from a convenience store early Tuesday and hit the street sign. Police found the damaged car a short time later. The driver was gone, but police say they found the man still naked outside his neighbor's apartment.
Jesus.
Authorities say the 20-year-old man had a blood alcohol content of 0.189, twice the legal limit. That has to be one of those times where you go, man, I had a hell of a night.
That is really bad.
It was so hot.
It was so steamy, I had to take the clothes off. It's for my glaucoma.
And run him off.
I have to be it's naked, officer, because of my glaucoma.
This thing was 10 foot tall.
All right, so bears beware. If you don't keep up your guard, Henry Ostrander will lay you out. If he were alive, that's what a 300-pound black bear in Rado might have said after the 66-year-old Ostrander unloaded a left hook to its snout early Wednesday. The victim of the attack, a gentle old goat named Esmeralda, is expected to survive, but the bear was dead, shot three times by the ranch manager. I was sound asleep in my long nightshirt. Wow, people still wear long nightshirts.
Do you have one of those caps on, too? Sleep
yeah,
caps?
Yeah, this is the 1800s. when I heard our goat scream, the bear had the goat on the ground, and before I know it, I'd hit it in the nose. And that dude must have gigantic balls. You just let it eat the goat. Seriously.
It would just, like,
it would be
bucks.
Appetizer if you went up to it. Apparently stunned. Yeah, I'd be pretty freaking stunned, too, if I was a bear and I got punched by some dude in a freaking long nightshirt.
He's like, a ghost.
The bear scurried up a tree while Ostrander and the camp director carried the wounded goat inside. By the time we got back out, the bear left the yard but found a trash can. Oh, he got... That bear must have been hungry. He's like, damn it, they took my goat. But this garbage looks tasty. Let me eat some of this first.
For sure.
He sat there munching until ranch manager Bob Rickoliffe arrived. Ostrander said he was still vibrating more than 4 hours after the confrontation. It's
still
strange...
Vibrating.
To feel that intense release of adrenaline. I felt it as a medic in the Navy, but it's funny how that kicks in for you. Never a boxer, Ostrander taught human anatomy and physiology at high school before signing on at Philmont as a historian at the Kit Carson Ranch. Man, that dude's cool. I think that night shirts are now back in style.
Hell yeah.
They're owned by badass bear punchers.
Well, it's at the Kit Carson Ranch. Maybe it's part of a, you know, the ambiance there. If you go to stay, you know, they try to recreate.
Yeah, they're almost like the reenactors.
Yeah.
Like it's a guy in a suit. Like a, hey, that's not real. I'm going to go attack it or something.
Yeah. What's that guy doing? He must be drunk.
I'm going to go get him right, a piece of his mind. My mind.
Right out of the criminal mind of Grand Theft Auto, something I've done before in the game, a 29-year-old Anchorage man fled a traffic stop and police by jumping into a small lake.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I would do. When when there were police chasing me, I'd jump in the water and try to get away.
Coast Guard drives up in boats and shoots you as you're swimming, though.
That's true, but only if you have more than, I think, 2 stars.
Oh, yeah, he didn't have that many, I guess.
No, he only had 1 star. He just, it was, you know, he ran someone over accidentally. Joshua Ellis was arrested Wednesday on charges of eluding, resisting, and false information, and driving while intoxicated. The police said they were trying to pull him over for speeding. Then Ellis fled in his Subaru, striking a construction cone and driving through a road section that was closed to traffic. Okay, that's not that. That's a 1 star thing. That's not. That's. He could easily jump in the water and get away. According to police, Lieutenant Gilliam blocked the Subaru in a parking lot of a park and approached the vehicle. They said when he opened the door, Ellis ran off and jumped into Walden Lake.
Whoa.
Please, go jump in a lake.
Was the lake freezing by any chance?
In Anchorage? I would have to say it was probably cold.
Oh, my God.
Freezing the outer layers of his skin.
Oh, my God.
Police said Ellis emerged from the water but jumped back in when the police approached with handcuffs.
His heart will give out. His brain will shut down.
Oh.
At some point, Ellis took off his shirt, pants, and shoes. They finally obtained a boat. Oh, he must have went up to 2 stars.
Ah.
Suddenly, the chase turns all too real.
Yep. Authorities finally obtained the boat, and Anchorage Fire Department, which an officer and firefighter took to arrest Ellis. They grabbed him, and there was a brief struggle on the boat. He also gave a false name. It was Nico Bellic, I'm sure.
That's another star, isn't it?
Yes, that is. It was 3 stars. My name is Nico Bellic. Call my cousin Roman.
Hey, cousin!
Cousin! And that's news for this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week. Awesome! No problem. You know, it kind of makes me sad we won't get that Jesse James show for that announcer guy ever again.
Oh, you know what? Give him another year. Let it calm down. Let him.
He'll do another show.
Yeah, he'll be doing another show.
I hope so.
Oh, Jeff, don't say that, please! Jeff, please!
Oh, my God. What?
Neilka loves that show.
All right, guys. What do you say we do some DVDs, huh?
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Ow! Let's do some DVDs!
HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs! Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs, everybody! All right. All right, Bill, you got a little Zicada action going on with the DVDs this week?
That always cheers me up. I'm just glad they're not around here. she enjoyed that. Good. Thank you. Tuesday, July 13th, DVDs, starting off with The Bounty Hunter on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, is this the movie about babies that are geniuses?
No, this is the movie about Jennifer Aniston being a criminal and King Leonidas needing to bring her in.
Ah, yes. So this was What is that? I'm confusing all the movies.
Night and Day,
and then yes. the Killers and all that or whatever. Is it like that?
In that vein.
Let me guess, do they fall in love during the movie sometime?
I think they were married at some point. It's like his ex-wife.
Two huge wieners.
You know, Jennifer Aniston's one of those women that I can look at, but the moment she opens her mouth, it's like, no, no, please, just don't talk.
All right, what other DVDs do we have?
All right, moving on. Then that's on DVD and Blu-ray. Next is Chloe, the Adam Egoyan film with Amanda Seyfried's Yabos. And I think it has Liam Neeson in it, too. And that's on DVD and Blu-ray.
And so Julianne Moore.
Oh, yes, Julianne Moore's in that, too.
Knock, knock.
Hey, it's worth a rental, I think.
I don't think I've ever seen an Adam McGoyan film, ever watched the whole thing.
They're tough to get through, honestly. And they're not fast movies. All right, next DVD is Don't You Forget About Me, a tribute to John Hughes. This is a documentary that I watched a couple months ago. I think it was on IFC. And it's not real good, but it's good for the interviews with people that were in the movies. But what's funny is none of the main stars. It's like they don't interview Matthew Broderick or any of the, you know, the big names. They interview Judd Nelson, Ali Sheedy, Kelly LeBrock, you know.
Get.
No one.
Get.
But it's really kind of all over the place. It starts out as them wanting to find John Hughes and interview him, but there's really just too much bullshit. There's a group of them doing this, and it's worth it for some of the interviews, but mainly it's pretty ponderous.
That's a shame.
It's worth checking out, but it's not very good. Next DVD and Blu-ray is Greenberg, the film with Ben Stiller, where he kind of plays a single whacker. And this movie's gotten really, really good reviews and word of mouth.
Cool.
And I've been looking forward to it. I threw it on my Netflix queue hoping I would get it.
Who's the other guy in it, the British guy that's in there with him?
Reese? How the hell do you pronounce his name? Rhys Ifans or Ifans?
Yeah, Reese Ifans.
Reese Ifans or something.
I think it's Reese Ifans.
Yeah, he's the guy that was in the boat that rocked.
Yeah, he was in this movie. God, what is it called? Deck? The movie where he's in a chair tied to balloons and he floats away. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yes.
Deck Chair Danny or something like that?
Deck Chair Danny, yes. Danny Deck Chair.
That's a cute movie. And when I watch it, I go, wait a second. Did Up steal the premise from this movie? But he's his friends goof around. They tie balloons on his chair, and he like floats away. He's like, ah! He floats away to another town where nobody knows who he is, and he falls in love.
He starts a new life.
It's a cute movie. I like.
Yeah, it is. I always enjoy him in things he does. He's a good actor. He does good comedic parts, and he actually does good dramatic parts.
He's great. I like him. Reese Ifans.
Okay, moving on, we have...
I am a certified genius.
No, but we do have something that is genius. Mystery Science Theater 3000, Collection Volume 18.
Oh, is this the movie about babies that are geniuses?
All of which I proudly own.
Again, no baby geniuses.
No, thank God. This is a great set because it's got... three classics on it. Lost Continent, which is a film with Joel is part of it, and it's known...
Watch out for snakes!
No, not for snakes, but for mountain climbing. There is so much mountain climbing in this movie. That's its action scenes. Climb, 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 climb. the other one is The Beast of Yucca Jesus. Flats. Where it's Tor Johnson just running around screaming. Nice. And anything with Tor Johnson has to be terrific.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's that big ghoul-looking guy from Planet from Outer Space, right?
Yeah, and he always has he does the horrible dialogue in almost everything. I think one of my favorite lines of his is, "Time for go to bed." It's like he can't even speak English.
That's awesome. Time for go to bed.
Time for go to bed.
That's nice.
All right, and the third favorite of mine that's on here is from the later Mike days, and it's Jack Frost. And it's this horrible, like, Finnish film that is just an absolute weird gypsy-like disaster. And it's got like elves and witches and dancing houses, and it's absolutely insane. But it's really, really funny.
It sounds awesome. And is there a snowman somewhere in there? Am I thinking of the wrong movie?
No, there isn't. Okay. No snowman.
Wrong movie.
It's not the murderous snowman one.
Or even the Michael Keaton one.
No. Oh my God. I'm your dad. I came back
and I'm
as a
freaking
snowman.
That is really bad.
Beyond
I wonder,
awful.
You know, somebody sat there and went, yeah, let's make this. We can do this.
Oh, dear.
On Blu-ray, we're getting just to step back a couple, In Bruges, which is one of the worst advertised films ever. Because they advertised it as a comedy.
Yes, and it's not a comedy.
It is not funny.
It's a good movie, but it's not funny. It's not funny. It's not.
There are moments that are humorous.
Yeah.
But this movie is more, like, sad than
anything.
More,
like, tragic ending kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
For sure.
It just, even the cover of it looks kind of like guys with guns, but goofy lettering.
This is going to be great. And you know what? Ralph Fiennes is hilarious in it.
He really is. He's so brutal.
But, yeah, it's not a funny movie. No, I mean,
I never understood how they got away with that advertising campaign.
It looks like the Doppler radar.
I don't remember.
All
that
right, moving
commercial.
On DVD. I don't know if you guys remember this show, Street Hawk, from the mid-80s.
Oh, hell yeah. I think I remember.
The man, the machine.
Was it a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love Shout Factory because...
Jump on those big wieners.
They have been digging up some of these classic 80s TV shows.
Street Hawk.
Yeah, I still can't believe... Like, when I saw it, I was like, are you kidding me? Where the hell did they find this?
They got that and they can't get Space Precinct?
Come on! They can't get...
You know what? I'm sure it's coming, honestly.
I want
and this
TV
thing
show
has,
Ed
it
on
has
DVD,
so many
Bill.
Special features, it's ridiculous.
Does that drive you nuts that all these different shows can come out, but still Ed is not out on DVD? Are you
I
kidding
don't,
me?
You know what? I'm going to email Shout Factory and say, listen... You've got to get Ed. You've been releasing everything from the past. I've bought every season set of Mr. Belvedere from them.
You need to say,
I really want Ed.
You need to say, you owe me.
Yeah.
Ed.
What the heck would you do in a situation
like that?
I'm
giving you guys so much of my money.
You owe me Ed on DVD. I don't even care. You know, I don't expect it on Blu-ray or even to be in 16:9. Just put it out.
Yeah. I would prefer it wasn't in 16:9 because if you remember, when they started doing that in the HD, they would just cut off the top and bottom. So,
oh, that was back in the early days of when they would start doing HD primetime shows.
Like the last couple seasons of Ed, there was a point in time where Danny DeVito did a guest role, and him and Ed would be walking down the street, and on the HD one, because the bottom and top were cut off, all you saw was Danny DeVito's head bobbing up and down the screen. It was so piss poorly framed.
Wow, that is pretty shitty.
But I would kill to have Ed kill. I'm going to email, you know what? I'm going to email Shout Factory after the show. Say, listen, you're releasing shit like Street Hawk. I want Ed. I've bought all 18 seasons of Mystery Science Theater 3000. You owe me.
Big time.
All right. And last DVD is White Collar, the complete first season.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, I really enjoy the show. I watch it every week, but I would never actually own it.
Knock, knock.
And that's not the type of show you go, you know what, I really need to go back and watch that episode again.
Well,
I think I missed something.
USA shows it over and over again. There's no reason to buy it. You buy something like Ed that's never been on DVD. You don't buy a White Collar, which they'll rerun it like on a Thursday, like a White Collar-a-thon. We're going to show the entire season over again. It's like, oh, I don't need the DVD. Wow.
Obviously a flaming homosexual.
Huh? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't think he's gay. Neil's not gay.
Does that mean she would hang out with you if you're really gay? Because she said that she would love to talk to you. What is she going to do when she sits down with a gay guy and she goes, I just love Sex and the City. And he's like, I hate that show. She's like, oh my, what? But
her entire world would fall down around her. Like,
I've completely been presumptuous about your
that's
taste
not
because
compute.
You're gay. So,
I'm like, ah!
It makes you look like a homosexual.
Wow, that's not right, McBain. How dare you?
Maybe you all are homosexuals.
All right, Bill, is that the final DVD?
Yep, that's DVDs for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You're welcome.
Hook her at an 8-ball, please.
Thank you. Good night. Here, all week, try the veal. And see.
Maybe you all are homosexuals.
What's that to? I picture people banging on trash cans listening to that music. Pretty awesome.
It's like stomp.
It's like when they those guys in New York bang on buckets and stuff and drums.
Yes. the 5-gallon bucket players on the sidewalk.
That's awesome, man. All right, guys. That was episode 207 of Nowhere on Mulberry. Thank you for joining us this evening. Thank you for sending emails and voicemails. I want to thank Sean, Adam, Derek, and Todd, especially. And our people on the forum who've written us stuff, like Swiley and the other people. Damn it, Bill, I'm blanking. Help me.
There was JSR actually started popping in again. Zell posted it. Yeah. Swiley posted it. Positively Ken,
yes,
posts a good bit.
I want to thank everybody who also has already reviewed us on iTunes, the enhanced feed. Everybody yes. else, please go there, support Nowhere Mulberry. Also, go to nowheremulberry.com. You'll find a link to Mulberry Old School. You could also find a link to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email or call 1-206-202-3491 and send us a voicemail. Or you can send it via email, and that works too.
Yes.
Pretty awesome. Yes.
Please just show some love. Some feedback would be great. Join the forums. Participate. Have some fun. We actually have some pretty nice conversations there.
Yeah.
And show your love by please donating so we can actually keep the show going.
Cold hard cash. Or
yes.
Say like, I never had time to post on the forum. I'm going to donate these guys $10. You know, something
yeah, we're
like
going to put a thermometer on the website listing how much we need every year.
You know what? It's crazy about the enhanced feed, because they're enhanced. The files are bigger, and you only get so much per month.
Yes.
Of bandwidth, you can archive stuff, but you only have like 300 megabytes a month to archive. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 2 episodes, and the last episode, I think it was 205. It was like I had to wait for it to turn the next day for July 1st to reset the bandwidth to post that enhanced show. I was like, oh, I gotta wait till morning. I can't fit it on here. Ah, crap.
If you want more enhanced shows, you gotta donate so that we can increase the bandwidth. Come on, people, help us out here.
That'd
We're struggling.
Nice. Struggling.
Struggling.
I want to kiss you.
I love that guy, Joe Namath. But all right. Oh, and I want to talk about that show Haven premieres tonight on Sci-Fi. Can't
yes,
wait to watch that.
I tagged
that.
It.
I tagged it too. I can't wait to watch it, Bill. And
the new season of Eureka with what's his name, Baltar.
Right. You know, I kind of I hit my volume with my arm. All of a sudden, my volume cranked up in my ears. I lost touch of Eureka, but it's still a good show, right?
Still yeah, it's it still... It was struggling a little bit. I like the first season better than the second. Third season wasn't so good. But it's one of those shows that I don't mind watching.
Cool.
You know,
well,
entertaining.
I've already read Haven, where they go X-Files-ish or whatever. It's like everybody said that about Fringe, too.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to get their own identity. Stop writing shit off in one episode. Oh, it's X-Files ripoff or whatever. You know, give them a Warehouse 13. You know, I've heard it's kind of like X-Files. Oh, it's like
I've never watched that yet.
I like to write shit off immediately when I glimpse it.
Isn't that so? But that's the internet blog mentality now.
You know what's funny is this is exactly why I hate shit like this, but there's a picture of Flynn, Jeff Bridges, in Tron 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the same picture like in every movie blog I saw. You know, picture from Tron 2. It's of Jeff. Oh, shit. Stop the world, man. Oh, it's a friggin' screenshot from a movie taken out of context. I don't even know what it is, but hey, I got a report on it. No one gives a shit about your Jeff Bridges picture, okay? I'll just wait to see the freaking movie. All right, sorry. Rant.
No, you are 100% correct.
It's always like, you know, just whatever. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to offend everyone. I didn't offend you, did I, Steven?
No.
Steven was sleeping.
I can see him in that world.
You can see who? Miles? She can see Miles sleeping on cement.
That's what he should have been in there sleeping.
With big cement anuses.
Homosexual.
Yeah. Him and his love of anus. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. Laters. Bye, Steven. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Get
out! I'm going!
Oh, dear.
Certified genius.
Now this is podcasting.